For the Chi-High Cardinals baseball team, the road to state in Appleton began with the Division I regional semifinal at home on Wednesday against Marshfield. The Cards began with their defense.
Runner at first, nobody out. Top of the first. The pitch. Smashed to shortstop, fielded there. Proberg out at second, throw over to first is...
There we go.
In time for the double play on the Cardinals with two outs right there.
But senior second baseman Lucas Logslett re-aggravated a shoulder injury on that very play and was replaced by sophomore Ryan Dixon at second. Later, Coach Mitch Steinmetz on our post-game show talked about it.
Well, I just talked to him. Kind of sad. I'm very sad for him because this has happened last year also. He separated his shoulder again. He popped it out, and they had to pop it back in. And then the pain sets in, and he just told me that he's going to try swinging tomorrow, but it's only if it feels good. So he probably will not play the field.
And while sophomore lefty Sam Brasina did what he needed to, holding Marshfield to just one run, the Cardinal bats were the big story.
There's an off-speed pitch in the dirt. It gets away. It's going to allow the runner to score, and the Cardinals lead this game 1-0.
Here's the pitch, and this is a check swing to third. Glove there. Throw over to first. It's going to be in time, and another run scored. The Cards lead 2-0.
The 3-1 pitch from Griesbach. Here it is in the dirt. Ball four. And
the runner's
coming. It's
going
to be recovered, and there's the toss, and the runner is safe. Oh, what a play. What a play by Gavin Thompson. As he scores, he was going. The ball popping forward from Mason Anderson.
And there's a ball getting away again from Anderson, and they're going to...
Play safe, and he's safe as well. The Cardinals score another run.
Brady Smith scoring that one.
Field the pitch. Smash between first and
first.
One run is in. Here comes the second run, and the Cardinals are going to lead it 6-1. Runner at third is in there, safe. And there's a big single off the bat of Jared Erickson. The Cards lead it 6-1.
There's the smash base hit for Smith, and the Cardinals lead it 7-1. And now today, the Cardinals get ready to face one of their own, Chi-High alum Zach Slowiak, coaching Menominee to a 17-10 record and a 10-inning win over Wausau West on Monday. A team in Menominee that split with the Cards, beating them 12-5 and losing 5-1 in a doubleheader on May 13th. Coach Mitch Steinmetz knows oh too well how Chi-High alum Slowiak will have his Mustangs ready.
Oh, it will be a good one. It'll be fun. Zach's doing a great job over there. They got some good players. It's not going to be easy. I mean, I didn't think this one was going to be easy. And luckily, you know, we attacked, you know, the fastball and his curveball tonight. And we'll see what happens tomorrow night. And hopefully we'll be in the attack mode again.
Coming next, the playoff rubber match in this Division I regional final between 17-10 Menominee and 17-9-1 Chippewa Falls. It's all ahead on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com, and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
Chi-High Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and Grace Home Respiratory. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome to Gannon Family Field at Casper. A lot of big action going on here today. We've got this Division I regional final baseball game. And over on the softball side, Caleb Swenson and company, also on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel, are calling the all-important contest going on there between McDonald and Shell Lake, also with a 4:35 pregame. Sam Aberle, our video producer, here today on the lower level out of the press box. And Elliot Spees back at our WOGO studio, where I'm going to ask him if he needs to. Dawson, I think, is there to help him remove the audio I'm hearing in my headset from the programming, the normal programming back at WOGO. 800-221-1110. Menominee winning back on Monday over Wausau West to get here to this contest today. And that went 10 innings. You'll hear head coach Zach Slowiak talk about that a short time from now, as Menominee triumphing 3-2 in 10 innings. And Zadowski was sailing right along for them. But they're going with Max Aronson, a junior today, who has really found his sweet stuff here in the late part of the season. So the section the Cards are in has Chi-High and Menominee today also in action. It's Hudson, the one seed, hosting Stevens Point. Also, Eau Claire North is at Carson Park in a 5 o'clock game hosting Superior. And D.C. Everest, a two seed, is taking on River Falls. The winner of this game will meet the winner of Hudson and Stevens Point, with Hudson having not played a tournament game so far, and Stevens Point having defeated Eau Claire Memorial the other day 2-0. Meanwhile, the bottom part of the bracket, Superior and Eau Claire North, the winner of that one meets the winner of D.C. Everest and River Falls. And again, River Falls, the big upset so far was 14-seed Superior knocking out 3-seed New Richmond in a stunner 10-5 earlier this week. And so that puts the Spartans against Eau Claire North for the right to go to the sectionals. And again, that's unlike the girls, that's all played in one day. So that's the sectional semifinal and final day. So 10 in the morning, the Cards would play. If they win, we would have a 9:30 or 9:35 pregame. But one step at a time, a big challenge against Menominee today, a team the Cards split with during the regular season. Meanwhile, a 1 o'clock game on Tuesday, the winner of Superior and Eau Claire North against the winner of River Falls and D.C. Everest. And then the sectional championship would be played also at Buchholz Park in Stevens Point at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. So these two teams did meet earlier in the season, as we have mentioned. And that was on May 13th. Doubleheader here at Casper, with Menominee winning 12-5 and losing 5-1 to the Cardinals. But since that time, Menominee has swept La Crosse, Logan, and Central. They lost to Wisconsin Rapids. They split with Memorial. They split with River Falls. And then they beat Wausau West in 10 innings. We'll take a two-minute timeout when we come back. The first of two coaches' conversations. Chi alum Zach Slowiak and later Mitch Steinmetz on WOGL Sports. This is Cardinal Playoff Baseball.
Soak up sun, sand, and smart saving with a certificate at Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.40% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/savesmart. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 5/27/25. Insured by NCUA.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass. White City Glass.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-High baseball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports, the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Zach Slowiak with us, the Chi-Hi alum. And great game. Sets up today dramatically. Chi-Hi and Menominee, you guys split during the regular season. You're an alum of Chi-Hi in your fourth season. Gotta love baseball.
Yeah, we're really excited for the opportunity. The guys have shown a lot of growth. It's awesome to see the program growing, and all the work the guys put in the offseason is just paying off. Like their work is pushing towards this, and I know that their aspirations push past us, and Chi-Hi is going to be a really, really good test, and we know that everyone coming forward will be a good test as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys survived quite the marathon the other day on Monday. Talk about that game and the waiting until yesterday when you find out Chi-Hi would be your opponent.
Well, I mean, A.J. Zdowski was lights out on the mound. He had a perfect game going into the seventh, so it was a little bit of a roller coaster seventh inning where you see a guy go from a perfect game to a tie game with a tying run on or the winning run on second base. So that turned that into that marathon game, but I was really proud of the resilience. The leadership of this team really showed. When we came in from the seventh inning after that, we had a couple guys voice their opinions in the huddle and just say, like, this isn't over, we're not ready to be done, and the guys' play showed that. So I was really proud of them for that. And then that weight, yeah, you're right. It's all of a sudden like we're sitting there and it's kind of hard to scout. It's kind of hard to know what's going to come. But, I mean, we just control what we can control. Practice hard. Practice, play our game of baseball, go through the mistakes and learn from them. And just hopefully put ourselves forward to be better the next day.
And talk about the pitcher you're going with today.
Max Erickson, and he's been an absolute bulldog. He's absolutely had his best stuff that we've seen him have throughout the past 3 years for him. He's a junior, and he's been throwing lights out for us. He's kind of since the New Richmond game when he threw and started in New Richmond where we were able to give him their first loss. He was just lights out that game, and it's like something clicked. And between him and our pitching coach, Steve Leckler, is like you can totally tell that the chemistry there has really grown, and he's just built on that and built on that and built on that, and I'm really excited to see him continue to compete.
Meanwhile, you face Brady Smith, a junior, but he's solid, certainly performs like a senior.
Yeah, no, Brady's a great pitcher. When we faced him the first time, you could tell that he's not just a thrower of the baseball. He's a pitcher. He has numerous pitches that he can locate for strikes. Seems like nothing's straight. And the most impressive part of it, truthfully, is we jumped on him the first inning, the first time we played him, and he responded, and he made adjustments and forced us to adjust to his adjustments, and he just kept adjusting as the game went on. He's a strike thrower that trusts his defense and definitely challenges offensive teams, and he does a great job holding runners. He's just a baseball player, and those are the funnest players to coach against.
So finally, Zach, what will it come down to determine who goes on to Stevens Point?
We're a firm believer of it's going to come down to free bases. Whoever eliminates free bases, whether it's errors, walks, hit by pitches, and then can steal as many 90 as we can. We try to preach respecting 90 feet and how each 90 feet is a difference in a game. And if you respect those 90s, and we see that whoever respects 90 more today, I would be surprised if that team does not win.
Any different going against your alma mater?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Good luck, Zach.
Thank you so much.
All right, Zach Slowiak, the son of our good friend Tammy Slowiak and her husband Greg, and Chi-Hi alum, as we've talked about, and we'll probably mention numerous times throughout the broadcast. It's the Cards and the Mustangs getting closer to the first pitch. We'll hear from Chi-Hi head coach Mitch Steinmetz in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Every crack, pothole, or blemish tells a story of family gatherings, harsh winters, and countless memories. But it's time to start a new chapter with a fresh canvas for tomorrow's memories. For 5 generations, Senn Blacktop has been writing success stories across our community, one driveway, street, and parking lot at a time. Professional, reliable, guaranteed. That's the Senn Blacktop promise. Call today for your free estimate or visit us online at sennblacktop.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Cardinal Countdown, a Division I regional final. Chi-High and Menominee. Just heard from the Menominee head coach, Chi-High alum Zach Slowiak, and now Cardinal head coach Mitch Steinmetz. Another great day for baseball.
Oh, beautiful. I absolutely love this weather. This is perfect for baseball.
So the Cards, you guys turned a 6-4-3 double play. Really turned out to be, I think, a real key game in setting the tone for that game yesterday. However, Lucas Lockstedt goes down, and he's not going to be able to go today.
Nope. He tried it. He tried to do a couple swings. We're hoping to maybe get him to be a DH day. No, that's not happening. It's a big hole in our lineup now, but we got guys that are going to fill his shoes. So.
And again, it's kind of a re-aggravating a shoulder injury.
Yes. He did this last year, and then he did it again during the summer with Legion. Mm-hmm. And then he had surgery, and he did a lot of physical therapy, and he was ready to go this year. He played all year, and then all of a sudden this happened. So it's a bummer for him.
He'll be there on the bench with you guys, rooting it on, and you never know. I mean, between Thursday and Tuesday, who knows what can happen?
Yeah, who knows? He's a great leader. I mean, he's led this team all year. And him just being in the dugout, cheering us on is going to be huge. And who knows? He could maybe be swinging on Tuesday if we can get that far. Yeah.
So again, that puts a spot in your three spot because he was your three hitter. So how do you deal with that?
We did some moving around. Bovier's going to probably hit in the three spot today, and they'll probably move Cole up to the Proberg up to the four, and then just do some other shuffling in there.
You liked how the guys were swinging the bats yesterday.
Absolutely. They had great approaches at the plate. They attacked when they needed to. A couple of hits batsmen, that you always like that. Get those free 90s, and that's what we preach. So
we were checking it out. Pearlberg has now been hit 20 times. As best we can tell, that's as many as any in the state. There's a kid in Boyceville been hit 16 times.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Cole is our... He gets on base, and he's a target. He got hit 7 times one day in that doubleheader over there in Wausau West, so...
Yeah, well, that's what piled him up. But I've seen a number of them in the handful of games I've done. So we're talking to Coach Slowiak. He said it comes down to who gives away fewer free bases today.
Absolutely. I mean, that's high school baseball right there. Mm-hmm. You don't give away the free 90s.
You guys were capitalizing on pass balls, scored a couple runs that way yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing. If we can capitalize on mistakes, we should be successful today.
Well, I tell you what, 9 seniors has been a great year, but it'd be sweet to win the rubber match in the playoffs here against Menominee and make it to sectionals on Tuesday.
Yep. I know the seniors are dialed in today. They want this, and they want to go on. So
we are as well, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Okay, great.
Good luck to head coach Mitch Steinmetz and the Cards, Chi-High and Menominee. We've got the Division I regional final coming next on WOGO Sports. We'll take a 2-minute break. This is Cardinal Playoff Baseball.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in Clip Notes, so all you had to do was relax, and your wallet got a nice break too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
Jared Johnson, the public address announcer, introducing the starting lineups for Menominee. Let's listen.
James Hawk. Batting third, shortstop, number 11, Owen Welch. Batting fourth, right fielder, number 17, Landon Middlestad. Batting fifth, first baseman, number 13, Taylor Mars. Batting sixth, the pitcher, number 20, Max Erickson. Batting seventh, left fielder number six, Mitch Scribner. Batting eighth, the catcher number 22, Cage Sorensen. And batting ninth, third baseman number 9, Luke Bistol. And in center field, number 4, Rex Drought. The Mustangs are coached by Zach Slowiak, Chad Zutter, Luke Welch, Jeff Abbott, and Steve Leckler. And now, let's meet the starting lineups for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Leading off, the pitcher, number 5, Brady Smith. Batting second, the catcher, number 2, Landon Atkinson. Batting third, the first baseman, number 9, Bracken Boyver. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 1, Cole Perlberg. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number 12, Jared Erickson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 10, Braden Hagman. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 4, Gavin Thompson. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 8, Jackson Martin. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 16, Ryan Dixon. Your Cards are coached by Mitch Steinman, Griffin Spindler, Jordan Steinman, Mitch Howard, Ryan Kremenauer, and Brandon Newton. Your officials for today's game, Jim Seltz and John McKinley.
We'll take a break when we come back. The closer to the first pitch on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Playoff Baseball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin knows that success starts with having a well-trained team. So we want to encourage the local high school teams to keep playing their best. The Chippewa Valley is a wonderful place to live and grow. Squeegee Squad. Here for all your residential and commercial window cleaning, gutter cleaning, house and roof washing, and pressure washing needs. Squeegee Squad. We take pride in our work and local high school athletes. Congratulations to all of you for your hard work and determination.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
All right, Mark Halverson, Chad Frederick, it's time for us to get to our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Chad, welcome. Regional Division One final. Great atmosphere. It just feels different today.
It does play up. Nothing better than playoff baseball. Both teams, I think, are going to be pretty evenly matched. And like both coaches alluded to, free bases and mistake-free. I think those are the keys as to who's going to come out on top today.
There we go. Those are today's Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in
your Chippewa Falls.
All right. And Jared Johnson in prime form, ready to go. And we got to tell you that speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. And so for the Cards, it's Brady Smith, and there's no one else you'd want in the biggest game of your season.
Yeah, I think Brady's a perfect guy here, and, you know, he's faced him once already this year, and, you know, after he got out of the first inning, he really kind of kept those guys off balance at Menominee and pitched really well. So he's had a great season so far, and hopefully keep it going.
And again, let's set it for you. Menominee going with junior Charlie McSell to lead things off, the second baseman James Hoff, the senior DH, and then Owen Welch, the shortstop, against the Cardinals, with Brady Smith, the right-hander, the junior, going to his junior battery mate, Landon Atkinson. Brecken Boivier is the Cardinal first baseman. Ryan Dixon in at second for the injured Lucas Logsled, the sophomore Dixon. That'll be huge today, I think, in terms of his play. As well, Cole Pearlberg, the one of nine seniors who's at short. Jackson Martin, a fellow senior, is at third. Speaking of seniors, two of them in the outfield, Braden Hagman in left, Jared Erickson in center, and junior Gavin Thompson in right field for the Cards. You know, when you faced with a challenge of how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship and recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And we're ready to go with the first batter, Charlie Mixell, the junior right-hander against Brady Smith, and we're underway. And there is a called strike one. Atkinson, receiver for Brady Smith today. 0-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike two, 0-2. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. And Landon Atkinson, a bit of an equipment issue, and Coach Steinmetz taking care of that. All right, he's ready to go. Don't want to disrupt the rhythm. Brady's off to a good start here.
He is. He is looking good to start.
And that good comment by Slowiak that he's not just a thrower, he's a pitcher.
He does a good job of thinking what he's going to do.
Yep, studies the craft. The 0-2 pitch. And a ball misses 1-2. A good 0-2 pitch there.
Very good. It's a tough pitch to lay off of.
Mm-hmm. Curious what your home or land is worth, or you're looking to buy? Call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors, mskrealtors.com. The 1-2 pitch now from Brady Smith. Leadoff batter, Charlie Mixell, the junior. Second baseman, here it is. And he looks at a call, strike three, and we got 1K in the books for Brady Smith. So the first batter is down on strikes, and it brings up James Hoff, the senior designated hitter.
It's a good start for Brady.
Yep.
Hopefully we continue that here.
Seven-inning game, unless like yesterday, you get the 10-run difference. I don't anticipate that today as looking strike one to Hoff, hitting in place of the center fielder, Rex Drought, one of eight seniors on Menominee. So nine on Chi-Hi, eight on Menominee. So senior-laden teams in this regional final today, trying to get to Stevens Point. And there's a ground ball, third base side foul, and the count goes to 0-2. For asphalt or blacktop, for driveway, streets, and parking lots, call Send Blacktop. Professional, reliable, guaranteed, sendblacktop.com. We welcome them as an advertiser today. So Brady ahead 0-2 again, and throwing strikes here at the start of the game as Brayden Hagman going back into his position there in left field as he reacted. Here's the 0-2 pitch. There's a ball high, missing 1-2. Also welcome Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, always here for you in our Chippewa Falls community. Luke and Dana Lucier create personalized services to honor your loved one. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. The 1-2 pitch, fouled off, and the count stays 1-2 to James Hoff with the senior shortstop, Owen Welch, on deck.
Brady's looking good, got good command to start. I think one of the keys for him has always been, he pounds the strike zone. He doesn't always strike out a lot of guys.
Yeah,
but
right. Not overpowering necessarily. And this off-speed pitch fouled off. It stays 1-2, but neither was Brasina yesterday. Had a bit of a shaky inning, but only gave up one run and, 11-1 victory, and that kid's done the job.
Sam has done a great job coming in as a sophomore and, kind of stepping into that, top two pitcher role for the Cardinals this year. And, he's looked really good, and hopefully he can keep that going too.
Yeah, bright future for him.
Yes.
And, you talk next year. Brady as a senior and Brasina as a junior, and they get the other arms in there. And the 1-2 pitch fouled off again. So a good at bat for Hoff, who's just fighting off and kind of working up Brady's pitch count to 10 now.
Yeah, it's a good at bat to follow it off three straight pitches here.
Still in front at 1-2. So Brady's putting it in and around the strike zone. Pretty open stance here for Hoff. The pitch, this one hit to the outfield as they measure Hagman, and they'll squeeze it for out number one, a fly out to left field. Out number two, and Owen Welch, the senior shortstop now for Zach Slowiak's crew.
The shortstop.
Yes, this Welch has done really well. I kind of looked up at some of the box scores that they've had from their last season games, and I want to say in their first round playoff game, he might have had three or four hits.
Okay. So yeah, the 3-2 win over Wausau West, where things got a little shaky, but they pulled it out. So from the right side again, Welch in the three spot, and looks at the curveball for strike one. So throwing strikes is Brady Smith out of the gate. First two hitters retired, and the 0-1 to Welch. Here it is. And a called strike two, so throwing darts and getting ahead of hitters is Brady Smith. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Ball in the dirt, 1-2. McDonald Girls also doing battle here at Casper Park against Shell Lake. McDonald, the 4 seed, and Shell Lake, the 1 seed. They were going to actually be flipping a coin to see who was going to be the home team, I understand. The 1-2 pitch, and that one misses 2-2, whereas here at Chi-High, the 4 seed does get that home field advantage.
Yeah, I think the playoff game, I think it's actually technically supposed to be a neutral site game, so I'm sure that's where maybe the coin flip comes
in. Right. And this one foul off again, and so it stays 2-2 to Welch with two out here. Top half of the first inning just getting underway. But you get very conscious of it. I mean, yes, there's nothing to minimize the game yesterday, regional semifinal, but these teams know each other, they've split with each other, and there's something about saying regional final that and that gravity of trying to get to Tuesday at Stevens Point when really it's anybody's. There's a ball that misses, the count goes 3-2. You talk about those other three games going on today, and you get there and everything that's involved, and you're going to need two good pitchers and two good outings, you know, so.
Yeah, it's a big deal to get to sectionals, and, you know, it's a one-day, potential two games.
You get tested.
You do.
3 balls and 2 strikes, the pitch. And this one hit in the air to right center field. Thompson going over, and he'll make the catch route number 3. So the Mustangs go 1-2-3 in the first. In the middle of one, it's Menominee nothing. Chi coming up on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Mark Halverson, Chad Frederick back at Gannon Field as we head to the bottom half of the first inning. Max Erickson, the junior right-hander against the Cardinals. And for Chippewa, it'll be Brady Smith hitting leadoff, followed by Landon Atkinson in the three spot today. Breckenboy Beer, Cole Perlberg in the cleanup, Jared Erickson, fifth, Braden Hagman, the left fielder hitting sixth, Gavin Thompson, seventh, Jackson Martin, the third baseman, eighth, and Ryan Dixon bringing up the rear in the 9 spot, playing second for the injured Lucas Logslett. But hopes and prayers for Lucas that he can work his way back to at least being a DH on Tuesday. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be
1-0.
It would be awesome to for him to come back. I don't know how likely it's going to be with the shoulder problems he's had, but that's a pretty big hole in the lineup for the Cardinals.
And there's a call strike, 1-1 from Erickson. Now, again, listening to Coach Slowiak, he said since they beat New Richmond, that was a day that it's sort of the light went on for Erickson as a pitcher, and the off-speed pitch called for strike two to the Cardinal leadoff hitter, Brady Smith.
Hey, Erickson works quick on the mound here, too. He doesn't take a lot of time.
No, he doesn't need a pitch clock, right?
Nope.
And that one in the dirt and knocked down will set the Menominee defense for you here in a moment as I fail to write in the catcher, which is Cage Sorensen. And Cage behind the plate as the count at 2-2 now to Brady Smith. And here it is. And this one hit on the air, hop up on the infield, shallow outfield, and converging, and the left fielder is going to come in, Mitch Scribner, to make the catch for out number one. So one down here for the Cards, and it brings up Landon Atkinson, the two-hitter.
Number two, Landon Atkinson.
The lineup gets shaken up a little bit once you get to the three spot without Logslet. And yesterday they had to make do and survived, obviously, an 11-1 victory in that contest over Marshfield. And he's hit. I my eyes were down. Tell me what you saw.
Yep, just got came inside. And looks like we'll get a courtesy runner here for Landon. Looks like it'll be Ian Denning.
All right, Ian Denning, number 19 for the Cards.
For the Cards, number 19, Ian Denning. Coming to plate, first baseman, number 9, Brecken Boisvert.
And boy, there now. So hit by pitch right away. We talked about Cole Perlberg leading with 20. Had two more yesterday. And so Denning has done a good job as a pinch runner this season. And now Boisvert comes in, the first baseman hitting from the left side. And there's a ball missing, 1-0. Our home plate umpires today, we told you, are Jim Selt and John McGinley. One and zero now to Boisvert with a runner at first and one out against Max Erickson. He looks at the ball, 2-0. And the crowd is—we've got an active crowd already here today.
Boys in the dugout are being loud, which is good.
Yeah. And the throw over to first from Erickson, holding Denning over there. Boisvert is hitting in 79 at bats, 329 with a 386 on base percentage, 842 OPS. So good numbers for Brecken.
Yeah, Brecken's had a really good, I would say, second half of the season for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's really come on and hit the ball well.
The 2-0 pitch, and he hits it to center field, has it measured out there, and the catch is going to be made, and no sack fly as Rex Drought runs under that. So two flyouts for the Cards here in the first inning. And it brings up Cole Perlberg, the shortstop hitting .286, what we mentioned, hit by 20 pitches this year. Now, does he have a magnet or what's the deal?
I think he does. He's also got the confidence to kind of get in on the plate because he does wear the elbow guard, and so he does not. He's not worried about getting out of the way.
Right. That's a good way to put it. All right. So runner at first and two outs for the Cards, and Erickson steps off the rubber. Perlberg just kind of hangs in there. The UW Whitewater recruit. Of course, they won the national title in NCAA Division III.
They did.
Yesterday. There's a ball in the dirt, 1-0.
I believe they set a record for most runs scored in that series. They were hitting the ball really well.
Yeah.
I think they scored 20-something in the final game.
So great honor for him to go to such a quality program.
Yep.
And for Chai High, and there's a off-speed pitch that misses 2-0. So Erickson, a little bit of control issues here as he falls behind, falling behind on some hitters.
Yeah, he's, you know, as a pitcher, you want to keep the ball down because you don't get hurt as bad. But, yeah, he's throwing his off-speed pitch here kind of in the dirt.
2-0 to Perlberg. There's a called strike, 2-1. Got muscle. Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milks, high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes use it as a core part of their training and diet. Throw over to first and the runner back. and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. 2-1 to Pearl Brook. Two out. Runner at first. Ian Denning, the pinch runner. And this one hit pretty well to left field. There's a long run by the left fielder from Menominee, and it's out of here. A home run for Pearlberg, and the Cards lead it 2-0. His third homer of the year, Cole Pearlberg. What a blast.
That was pretty awesome, and that's a good way to get the game started here. Get a little momentum going.
Well, he can do more than just be hit by a pitch, can he?
He can. He's been swinging it better lately, too, which is good. That's a big confidence booster for him.
Again, a .286 hitter, but really a gaudy on-base percentage at .533, but it is walks, getting hit. I mean, it's getting on base, and, you know, in this whole analytics era, that matters more than your average.
It does. On-base percentage, I mean, it's hard to score runs if you're not on base, so if you're on base 50% of the time or better, you're doing a job.
I got to say, you know, and now we've got Zach Slowiak coming out. And what are you checking?
I think the left fielder ran into the fence as he was going back up on the ball.
And that's Mitch Scribner, is a senior left fielder.
So I think he's just checking, make sure he's okay.
As we in the broadcast biz try to do our best on home run calls, and the trainer is going out there as well, I got to tell you, that one hung up there, and it gave me lots of time, too. Whereas I'm going to tell you, softball home runs, it's you don't have a lot of time, you know? So
they get out a lot faster, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the season, there hasn't been a lot of home runs hit.
No, that's only the third home run for the team, and Pearlberg has them all.
Yep.
It's 315 down both lines. I didn't mention 350 to the gaps and 375 to center. Nowhere like where you and I were in New Richmond, the 414, right?
Yeah, that was a big park.
All right, so Scribner's going to be okay. A little bit of a break in the action. But the Cards, what does this mean, the early lead?
Well, it's going to give you a lot of confidence now, especially for Brady going out, you know, once we get into the second inning. You know, he had a good first inning, and so hopefully build on that momentum, and it's easier to pitch when you have the lead. So
number 12, Jared Erickson.
All right, so Jared Erickson now has Pearlberg hitting that Pearlberg, that third home run of the season for him, and the Cards lead it 2-0. And Erickson looks at ball one. As Jared, the center fielder, hitting .255 with a .457 on-base percentage. And the count goes to 1-1. And, boy, he does not mess around.
No, he's
strike one and two.
He's a quick worker.
It's catch and throw with Max Erickson out there. So, all right. And the count to 1-2 now to Erickson. Off-speed pitch, and it gets by, but nobody on base, so no matter. It's 2-2 now. Of course, Cole Pearlberg was the cleanup hitter for the Cards, and boy, did he clean up. And if your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at ServiceMaster at Chippewa Valley. ServiceMaster Trust comes in the yellow truck. And there's the hit to base hit to left center field, and a single for Erickson, and the Cards keep it going with two outs.
Nice swing by Jared with two strikes. Just drive the ball the other way.
Left fielder number 10, Brady Hagman.
And it will bring up Hagman now for Chippewa Falls, the senior left fielder for the Cards, hitting .176 with a .358 on-base percentage. Hitting from the right side. Runner at first and two outs. Erickson pitches. There's a called strike, 0-1. Again, Menominee had the lead, and you heard Zdowski had a perfect game going into the seventh, but then it crumbled a bit, went into extra innings, and the Mustangs credit them for pulling it out over Wausau West 3-2 to get here today. Off-speed pitch grounded, too short. Fielded there, throw over by Owen Welch in time for the out. He got the base and tagged the runner going by. But the Cards score two on the home run from Cole Pearlberg. Strand one after one from Gannon Field at Casper. It's Chai two and Menominee nothing. This is Cardinal Playoff Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Every crack, pothole, or blemish tells a story of family gatherings, harsh winters, and countless memories. But it's time to start a new chapter with a fresh canvas for tomorrow's memories. For five generations, Senn Blacktop has been writing success stories across our community, one driveway, street, and parking lot at a time. Professional, reliable, guaranteed. That's the Senn Blacktop promise. Call today for your free estimate,
or visit us online at sendblacktop.com.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
WOGO Sports, top half of the second inning with Chi-Hi leading Menominee 2-0 on the Cole Pearlberg home run. And now in the top of the second, Landon Middlestadt, the senior right fielder, junior right fielder, Taylor Mars, the junior first baseman, and Max Erickson, the junior pitcher. So three juniors here for Zach Slowiak in his lineup. And hitting from the left side is Middlestadt. The pitch from Brady Smith. There's a called strike. Again, Smith with a strikeout on Mixell and a couple of flyouts in the first inning, getting him 1-2-3.
Yep, he just puts the ball, you know, again, we say it a lot, but he just throws strikes.
Yep.
Get guys
strike
swing.
Two. Well, in talking to the coaches in the game just yesterday, both coaches, Southworth and from Marshfield, and Coach Steinmetz, it starts with that, throwing strikes. Today the focus is more on those free 90 feet, and there's one missing. The count to 1-2 to Middlestadt. I have stood all season for these broadcasts, but this stool isn't bad. 1-2 now to the left-handed hitting Middlestadt to start the top of the second. The pitch from Smith. Ground ball to short. Pearlberg's got it. He'll throw it across the diamond in time to Boivera for out number one. So Smith has retired 4-4, scored 6-3. Taylor Mars, the junior first baseman now. In education-based sports, sportsmanship matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In high school sports, winning is exhilarating, but just important is how the game is played and how we express our positive support. And this is a ground ball to third, gloved over there by Martin to throw over to first in time for the out. First ball hitting Taylor Mars, 5-3, two are out. So flyouts in the first inning and grounds outs in the second, and it brings up the pitcher Max Erickson. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WOGO Radio and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. And I think I've fulfilled my obligation to the WIA now, so I'm good there. All right. All right, the left-handed hitting Erickson looks at strike one. Again, he may throw right, but he is hitting. And again, if we get a chance here, and this inning's moving right along, but just to ask you what that two runs means to the Cards and what it means to Menominee kind of mentally. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that one misses 1-1. So first off, for the Cards, we know the confidence. What does it mean for Menominee, kind of the psyche? They're like, all of a sudden, we're on the road, we're down 2-0.
Yeah, you know, it's hard, especially they're just high school kids, right? So they're going to start to press a little bit, even if it's early in the game, and you know, try to maybe do too much. So
yeah, here's the 1-1 pitch, and that one misses upstairs. 2-1 from Brady Smith to Max Erickson. Right-handed pitcher, but left-handed hitter here against Brady. Maybe he's a switch hitter. I don't know. We've talked about that as a dying art, right? The 2-1 pitch. And this is golfed high, and it's going to be towards the second base side. And there's the toss over to first in time. Ryan Dixon getting the out. So the sophomore, first one for him. That was important for Ryan to handle that chance.
Yep, for sure. Get that first one out of the way. Get the nerves out, hopefully.
Yep. Middle of two from Gannon Field at Casper. It's Chi-Hi 2 and Menominee nothing. And Cardinal playoff baseball on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
All right, to the bottom of the second we go, and for the Cardinals, it'll be Gavin Thompson, Jackson Martin, and Ryan Dixon, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Chai not using a DH, or we should say in the lineup that was given, Brady Smith was identified as the DH, but he's already in the game, so the only way we were interpreting that in the booth was if Brady went out, he would probably continue to be the DH, and the pitcher would be who he'd be hitting for.
Correct.
And there is a called strike to Gavin Thompson for the Cards. When we get a chance, we'll talk about some of the other games going on because there's been good drama in the regional so far. And this is a ball that gets away from Erickson as the count goes to 1-1. And Gavin having a terrific season. 404, a 507 on-base percentage, and 945. You got to be pleased with this guy in right. And certainly going to be one of the leaders for next year's club, right?
Yep, he should be. You know, he was actually in varsity as a freshman, so.
Yeah, wow, okay. And that one, the count goes to 2-1.
Yeah, he's had a really, really great year so far. And said hopefully we can continue to keep rolling.
Yep, hitting it from that left side, and there's a ground ball to second. Gloved over there, throw over to first is in time for the out by Charlie Mixell. So score at 4-3. It was kind of interesting just looking at how things went after the first inning. You got a strikeout of Mixell, and then a couple of flyouts, and then three grounders to three different players. It was short, third, and second for the Mustangs in the top of the second. So it brings up Jackson Martin, the senior third baseman for the Cardinals, against Erickson, who doesn't waste time. And there he fires away, and that one misses 1-0. So Martin, a .241 hitter, and just 29 at-bats, 303 on base and a 613 OPS. And there's a called strike. One and one, actually, I guess. I don't know. And this one hit high in the air and out of play. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 1-2 now to Martin. Could always continue to welcome those insurance runs. Cards have scored every inning of the postseason so far. There's a ground ball, and there's a little bit of a mistake in the third baseman, and he's not going to be able to do it. So an E5, I believe, on Luke Bistel, the junior third baseman, and that's going to let Jackson Martin get aboard. So routine grounder, but problems there.
Yeah, he charged the ball, and he kind of got caught on that short hop, which
can happen.
Can happen. It seems like the new way of teaching kids how to field ground balls for some.
Is that like the new math?
Well, yeah, exactly like the new math. These kids kind of try to get around the ball sometimes too much, and high school fields don't work the same way as major league fields usually. So
Ryan Dixon now stepped into big shoes yesterday with Lucas Logslett injured on that 6-4-3 double play in the top half of the first inning, but I thought he did real well yesterday.
He did. He stepped in and obviously had to come in a tough spot, and he had a couple of decent at-bats.
Yep.
At the plate, so hopefully just, get some confidence to be put in some of these pressure situations.
His average at .067 dropped 16 points just yesterday, .333 on-base percentage, as it's ahead in the count 1-0 to Erickson. And there's a pitch missing, and the throw over to first from the catcher, Cade Sorensen, holding the runner, Jackson Martin, on. 30 pitches in for Erickson. And there's a ball way upstairs. And the count goes to 2-1 to Ryan Dixon, the sophomore shortstop. So the only sophomore in the starting lineup for the Cards here today. And I think for either team, actually.
Yep.
And there's the pitch. And this is going to be a bunt attempt laid down third base side. A very good bunt. And it's going to be for a single. So the sophomore bunts for a single. How about that?
That was a great bunt. Great bunt by
And he hadn't shown it at all, so there was a total surprise. And it wasn't really, it could be argued a bunting situation, but he hadn't shown it.
He hadn't shown it. I would have probably been expecting it just because it's your nine hitter and you get the top of the lineup up with a guy in scoring position. But the third baseman was playing back, and again, he made a nice bunt.
All right, so that brings up the top of the order and Brady Smith for the Cardinals. And Brady, a .345 hitter, .477 on base percentage against Max Erickson with two on and one out. And there's a ball high, 1-0. When you need a plumbing repair or a building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Trusted since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing. 1-0 to Smith. The top of the order for the Cards here. Bottom of two, trying to build on a 2-0 lead. There's a breaking ball that misses, 2-0. So Erickson at times falling behind hitters hasn't walked anybody, but right now the Cards with two runners aboard, an error and infield, a bunt single. So any way you can do it here in this regional final, and there's a called strike one to Brady Smith. The idea is win and advance, right? That's what they say in college basketball and certainly in the College World Series. So.
Yep, you gotta win this one in order to play the next one.
And as you look back for these nine seniors, they'd love to say they went to sectionals. And not only that, I mean, you know, anything's possible once you get there.
Yep.
And throw out to second base, and Erickson now regrouping ahead, behind in the count, 2-1 to Brady Smith. And there's the pitch, and a called strike two to Brady. So Matt Martin at second, and Dixon at first. Mitch Steinmetz, third base coach for Chi-High. 2-2 count now to Smith, only one out. Cardinals lead it 2-0. The pitch. This is grounded third base, and they're going to get the force out at third, and then the throw over to first is going to be high, and it's going to allow the over the head, and it's going to allow the runner and digging around third, and here comes Dixon. They're saying stop, and he's going to keep going. The plate, and he is out. Coach Steinmetz had tried to tell him to stop at third, but he was determined, Ryan, to keep it going, and the play at the plate, and Ryan having a little bit of just asking the ump about that. And so the Cards, the double play, somewhat of an unusual one for Menominee, and the Cards miss a chance. Still 2-0, Chi-High through two here in this Division I regional final on WDOGO Sports.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-High baseball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, if we were the Menominee radio crew, I would have saved that double play as a highlight. I'm not going to because we're the Chi-High radio team. And again, the third baseman, Luke Pistol, able to tag third on the hit by Brady Smith. So getting the unassisted force out, but then over to overthrows it on the error on the throw, and yet... Dixon was determined to come home despite Coach Steinmetz saying no, and they just barely throw him out.
Yep, they did. You know, and sometimes with those plays, too, you know, you're trying to pick up your coach and listen to, but, you know, base running is a lot of instinct, too. Sometimes you think you can make it and you trust your speed. And...
Right. All right, so we head to the third inning. And so for the Mustangs, again, they've been retired 1, 2, 3, the first two, and it brings up Mitch Scribner, the senior left fielder. Kind of ran into the fence earlier on the Pearlberg homer, and then Kate Sorensen, the catcher, and Luke Pistol, the junior third baseman, who was involved in that the beginning part of that play. The right-handed hitting Scribner now from Brady Smith for a called strike. Again, Brady continues to throw those strikes. helping his cause here. Top of the third. Winner moves on to Tuesday. Bucolt Park and Stevens Point. A 10 o'clock game, actually. Cards. There's a swing and a miss. I think we mentioned the Cards play the winner of the Hudson-Stevens Point game. Hudson is the one seed. Stevens Point is the eight. Stevens Point a 2-0 winner over Memorial the other day. So the Abes are out. The Abes had swept the Cards at the end of the regular season. 0-2 pitch. There's a called strike three, and Smith gets his second strikeout.
It's a really nice pitch by Brady. Good sequence. Good sequence of pitches.
So he's retired seven in a row to start the game, and it brings up Cade Sorensen, the senior catcher. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals, and they give great advice that you can trust. See everything that Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. As Sorensen falls behind 0-1, Brady just continues it inning after inning, getting out in front of these hitters. Dialed in for this regional final today. And this one hit pretty well to left center field, going way back. And Sorensen got it all for a home run, and it's a 2-1 game. So Sorensen blasts one out of here, and the pitch off from Brady Smith, and it's a 2-1 game. Well, he got it all.
Yeah, he hit that one pretty well on a line. A little different than Cole's home run. Cole's got a little bit more up in the air.
Yeah,
this one
right.
A little bit more of a line drive.
Yeah, and so he high fives a teammate as he comes in.
Third baseman number 9, Luke Pistol.
And got the high five with Owen Welch. So, and now Luke Pistol, the third baseman, in for. Well, this is a battling team, you know, Menominee. In that 10 innings coming out over Wausau West the other day, 1-0 now.
Yeah, but I want to count them out. You know, they're a solid team.
And the Cards fortunate nobody was on base, so just a solo shot. So, but the battle is and there's a called strike. But again, calling into attention too, the last inning. I mean, you take your chances. But again, Cardinals would have just to say. Had Dixon held at third, you know, had him there, and you had the number two hitter, Atkinson, coming up. So,
yep, and we'd had runners on second and third.
Second and third
overthrow.
With two outs, yep. Yeah, right. And the count going to 1-2 to Pistol. First hit of the game for Menominee, that home run from Sorensen. So the first base hit is an HR off of junior right-hander Brady Smith. The 1-2 pitch. Ball misses outside, 2-2. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. 2-2 now from Smith. The pitch. Called strike three, and Brady gets his third K of the game.
Nice curveball there, a little off-speed pitch that just froze him.
His second strikeout of the inning, third of the game, hasn't walked anybody. And it brings up Charlie Mixell, who struck out to start the game, hitting from the right side. 37 pitches in are both pitchers. And there's a ball, 1-0. Of course, we're into the top half of the third, so Brady's got more outs than Erickson for Menominee with his now 38 pitches. And this one is going to be grounded to third and gobbled up there. Throw by Martin is in time for the out. But Menominee does score one in the middle of three from Gannon Field. It's Chi-Hi 2 and Menominee 1. As you're listening to Cardinal Playoff Baseball on WDOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
All right, so just two innings for Max Erickson. He goes to third, and Bailey Casey, the left-hander, is your new pitcher. What are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, he's given up four hits and was kind of falling behind hitters, I guess. So, I think Zach maybe, especially after they got that run, maybe make that move and see if something different can...
And then you also go from a righty to a lefty here.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Change the hitter's eyes up a little bit.
All right, so it's Atkinson, Boivier, and Perlberg, the 2-3 and 4 hitters for the Cardinals. Cards did have two on with one out in the last inning. And then a kind of an unusual double play with a force out at third, an overthrow, and ultimately Dixon was thrown out at the plate. You know, the ball got there ahead of him, but then the tag was another thing. But the home plate umpire took a moment or two to call it, and ultimately did call him out. So we're in the bottom of the third, 2-1 game, and so we've had a couple of homers already. All the games I've done this year, I have not had any baseball homers until we had two.
Yeah, and I don't think there's been in any of the games that we've played this year. Cole obviously has all three that we've hit.
Right.
There haven't been any hit against us, I don't think.
It's the playoff. The juices are flowing here for a regional final, right?
Yep. Kids are a little more amped up.
All right, Atkinson, who was hit by a pitch his first time. And there it is. And there's a ball missing 1-0. So Landon, the junior catcher for Chi High, and hitting .308 with a .500 on base and an .827 OPS. And there's a strike call. So just the second pitch, getting out of here with 37 pitches. Max Erickson goes to third, and Luke Bistel substituted out as the left-hander entering, Bailey Casey. There's a ball, misses 2-1, scooting away from the catcher, Cage Sorensen, there. Sorensen, a senior, one of eight seniors on this Menominee team. Winner goes on to Buchholz Park for a 10 o'clock game against the winner of Hudson and Stevens Point on Tuesday morning. There's a called strike. 2-2 now to the looking number two hitter, Landon Atkinson. We would be on the air about 9:30, 9:35 if it's Shahab, but still a long way to go in this one. And he misses, and the count goes full at 3-2. So 3-2, Bailey Casey, just his very first hitter in relief already early here in the bottom of the third inning. Cards up 2-1. The pitch. And a take your base. So close one, but Atkinson with a good eye. He's been hit by a pitch and walked to lead off the third. So the Cardinals with the leadoff runner on. And there goes the pinch runner, Ian Cardinals Denning again, with Brecken Boivier coming up in the three spot today with Lucas Logslett injured. Brecken stepping up from that cleanup spot, hitting .329 with a .386 on base and .842 OPS. So lefty versus lefty now. If Brecken thought he'd face a righty today, that's now changed.
Yep, I think.
Yeah, the fly out to center his first time as he takes the ball, missing 1-0. So back in your days at Marshfield, you played shortstop. Did you do much pitching at all?
No pitching.
Okay, no pitching at all. Okay, you stayed at short.
I did. I didn't throw hard enough.
All right, swing and a miss. 1-1. So that wasn't like we're going to bring Frederick out of the bullpen. So that was.
Nope.
My question is in terms of the mindset of starting versus coming in, but what your thoughts are on that here in a moment after the 1-1 pitch. Here it is, and this one hit foul, 1-2.
It's different. I think each individual kid kind of reacts differently. Some kids are better actually coming into the game for whatever reason versus starting. And then, if you take a kid who starts a lot and then bring him in, sometimes he can run into some trouble with that too, because you know, just different mentalities when you're coming into the game in different spots.
1-2 to Boisvere. The runner goes. There's the pitch, and this is a ground ball. There it is. Base hit right in the hole at shortstop, and the runner is going to dig to third base, and Denning is in there, and runners at the corners with nobody out for the Cards.
Nice piece of hitting by Brecken there. Shortstop was covering on the steal and just hit it where he was.
Wouldn't you know, my highlight recorder, it reaches 98, and then I've got to restart it. So we missed that one. So well, hope you enjoyed it. but the bottom line is that after Atkinson got the walk, Denning, a good job. And that's the hit and run work to perfection there.
Yes.
Because as soon as you see the runner breaking, then the shortstop went in, and that's exactly where he hit it. So a good piece of hitting by Brecken, a lefty hitting it to the left side. And there's a curveball that busts in on Cole Perlberg for a looking strike one. At the Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. More on that in a moment. The 0-1 pitch, ball high, 1-1. In Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Thanks to them and all of our great advertisers for making today's broadcast possible here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and the live stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Ball misses 2-1, where we also have the McDonald game against Shell Lake softball, the right to go to state at Goodman Park in Madison for next week's Division IV action. 2-1 now. Runners at the corners and nobody out. The pitch. And it gets... Perlberg is hit. And the bases are loaded the 21st time this season and the third time in the postseason.
Yeah, we talked about free bases. So you have a walk and hit batter in the same inning. So
right. A walk, a single, and a hit batter. And now it brings up Jared Erickson. Jared singled his first time. The senior center fielder for the Cards. And now they're talking with Bailey Casey. Kind of a challenging start for him.
Yep, he's struggling to find the strike zone a little bit here. And, Zach's going to go out there and talk to him and try to settle him down, I guess. And, you know, that's the whole, I mean, he was warming up in the bullpen before, so he's definitely not coming in completely cold. But, you know, just try to give him a moment to catch his breath here.
Kind of a wow score a moment ago. Stevens Point leads Hudson 3-0.
Ooh, okay.
So again, the Cards did beat Hudson this year, lost to him 5-3, and beat him 9-8. But Hudson, the one seed, and again, the big upset we saw was 14th seeded Superior down 3rd seeded New Richmond. You and I saw that New Richmond team, and we know they presumably, I think, saved their ace for the next game. And there's no next game.
Correct. Yep. You know, and I think coaches kind of struggle with that, especially when you've got one really good pitcher. And, you know, it's a game you think you should win, but you got to win the first one.
Oh, so a painful way for their season to end. I think we talked about that in the past, even, in that New Richmond broadcast. So the base is loaded. And the left-handed hitting Jared Erickson looks at ball one. 1-0 to Erickson. A 255 hitter with a 457 on-base percentage, 7.32 OPS. The 1-0 pitch, and this one hit high in the air and out of play. It's hard to initially tell on that pop-up if it was going to be playable. So 1-1 now to Jared. What an opportunity here in the third. Cards may have missed a chance in the second, but this is a golden opportunity.
Yes, it is here. I mean, you want to come out with at least two or three runs here if we can.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Erickson against the relief pitcher Bailey Casey here in the bottom half of the third inning. The pitch. And he looks at a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Zach Slowiak, a Chi-High alum, played his college ball at St. Mary's in Minnesota, and in his fourth year as the head coach of the Mustangs, done a great job with the program.
He has. He's really turned that program around since he's taken over.
Yeah. And there's a ground ball, and it's going to go foul on the first baseline. But you can tell, just in talking to him, loves the game, knows the game, has that passion, but also, I know his mom pretty well, he has her relatability, too.
He does. He's a nice guy. You know, he wants to do well with the kids. And, you know, I think what's helped their program out is he's actively involved in the youth program as well. So he's kind of built that up, too, because those are the future Mustangs for him.
In a football town. The 1-2 pitch, and that ball in the dirt, knocked down 2-2. In fact, they were tossing the football around earlier. I could say I hadn't seen that much, but talking to Jared Johnson, he said, oh, he sees that with the Express and such. So 2-2 now, nobody out. Jared Erickson with the bases loaded. Ian Denning, the pinch runner at third. Boivier at second. Cole Proberg at first. A 2-1 Cardinal lead and the pitch. And this one hit to center field. That's going to be enough to get the runner in from third. Denning will tag. He tagged too soon. He tagged too soon, and he knew it, and he had to go back. And what a missed opportunity. He's got to stand there with Mitch Steinmetz, frustrated. I don't know. He got tired of waiting.
He did. The ball was up in the air too long because he started going about a second and a half or 2 seconds even before that was caught. Had to come back.
Yeah. And it was one of those things. Sometimes you'll see plays appealed like that. Now, I'll tell you what, as much as jumping off was a big no-no that he can hopefully escape if somebody gets a hit or a sack fly still. But, again, every run is precious. And the thing was, he did go back. His head, he kept going. They were clearly going to – it would have been a double play.
Yes, so actually –
so in this play, he didn't make it worse.
Correct, yes. Now,
as painful as it is.
Yes.
As it – I'll tell you what, Erickson did his job, and so to make it a 3-1 game. And this one slugged pretty well, but foul by Hagman, and the count goes to 1-1. Hagman, his first time, grounded out to Owen Welch at short. Hagman, a 176 hitter, 358 on base percentage. But again, Cardinals, bases loaded, nobody out, is now bases loaded, one out, and each runner trying to get a bit of a lead here. Against Bailey Casey, the pitch. And this one grounded, fouled on the third baseline. It'll stay foul, and the count will be 1-2. Yeah, so, again, Ian Denning, he is a pinch runner. He did a great job on the hit and run getting the third base.
He did.
This one now could harm his future pinch running chances in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't a deep fly ball, but I think it was deep enough for him to score.
He could have scored. He could have scored, yep. I believe that. All right, the 1-2 pitch. And this one tapped foul by Hagman. And again, I mean, just saying, I mean, Erickson has a higher average. You get further in the order now. Hagman a lower average, although Gavin Thompson is over 400. He's on deck in the seventh spot. But, you know, you never know. With bases loaded, I mean, certainly Menominee double play potential here. The 1-2 against Hagman. And the Cardinals, again, ducks on the pond, wanting to score, leading it 2-1 in the bottom of the third. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Hagman retired, and so now two are out, and they call upon Gavin Thompson. First strikeout for Casey after the earlier pitcher, Max Erickson, had not struck out anybody.
This will be a big situation here for Gavin. What did he do his first time up?
Yeah, Gavin, his first time up, grounded out to second. Yeah.
So,
yeah, with two outs here, and again, we were saying yesterday, Chai scored 9 of their 11 runs with two outs. And this one smashed. There's the catch. He dropped it in center field. Two runs are going to score, and here's the throw to third, and the Cardinals lead it 4-1. Well, I'll tell you what, it was a good effort by the center fielder, Rex Stroud. He came in and hit his glove, but then he dropped it. And so, I don't know, hard to rule, because it was not an easy catch.
It was not. I think you give him a hit on that.
Yeah.
That's a tough play. I think anytime somebody dives for the ball, it looked like it was in his glove, but just popped out.
Maybe getting some redemption for Ian Denny. It's like, well, Coach, I did score. All right, so it's a 4-1 game, and huge as far as this game is concerned. You just doubled your run total from 2-4, and the Cards have scored, I was going to say, except for the second first inning in the postseason, because yesterday they scored in every inning, first, second, third, and fourth, 2-2, 3-4, as the count 1-0 to Jackson Martin, the senior third baseman who reached on an error on the third baseman earlier. So runners at the corner, still opportunities for the Cards with two outs here. Facing Bailey Casey, the junior in relief. And the left-hander throws a strike to the righty Martin, and the count goes 1-1. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels when you need propane for your home or business. And there's a called strike two. Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. All right, 1-2 now to the right-handed hitting Jackson Martin. The pitch, runner goes, and hit foul. Runner from first, I should say. Well, we talked about Gavin Thompson, big opportunity, and he delivered, and that was true to that was a just kind of a classic Gavin Thompson at bat, don't you? They hit a line drive, so
yep, it was a nice hit. The center fielder, you know, made a nice effort on the play, and it worked out. Runner going.
There's the pitch, and the runner's going to be allowed to steal. No problem. Not going to mess with things is Cage Sorensen. So both runners in scoring position, and no force out at second as the count goes to 2-2 on Martin. A 4-1 Cardinal lead here in the bottom of third from Gannon Field at Casper. There's the off-speed pitch called strike three. So Casey able to get out of it, but not before the Cards score a couple of runs and strand two through three from Gannon Field at Casper. It's Chahai four and Menominee one. You're listening to Cardinal Playoff Baseball on WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips. Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut. They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
All right, to the top of the fourth we go. Mark Halverson and Chad Frederick with Sam Aberle, our video producer. Now, with us in the booth today because of the system we have. He's down at the table, although I don't see him there at the moment. But at the same time, thank you to Elliot Spees back at our WOGO studio, our radio producer today. All right, and so for Menominee now, they... Number two is James Hoff. And this is hit to right field, and Gavin Thompson over, going over, and he'll make the catch. So catching the long flyout to start the inning of Hoff. And a good job by Thompson tracking it. And he's defense and
shortstop, number 11,
and offense for the Cards. Welch. And it brings up Owen Welch now, the number three hitter, flew out to right his first time. They've hit it all over the place, on the infield and in the outfield today. Brady Smith here in the top half of the fourth inning has retired 10. Just the one hit he's given up was the home run to the catcher. And this one hit down that right field line. It's going to be a long run for Gavin, and he's going to make a diving catch in foul territory. What a grab by Thompson.
That was a great catch. Great catch. Ball tailing away from him.
Wow. Putting on a show out there defensively, and that was harder than the last one.
Yeah, it was a beautiful catch. That's a tough play because that ball is, you know, right-handed batter, so the ball's tailing away.
The good thing was it was in foul territory.
Yep.
But he was almost like leaving fair territory when he was going to touch it. So, all right, two are out pretty quickly, and it brings up Mittelstadt hitting from the left side, and he looks at strike one. Mittelstadt grounded out to short his first time. Started off that second inning, which was grounded to short, ground out to third, and ground out to second. 1-2-3, and Smith with a 4-1 lead to protect now. And this is a ground ball. The second takes a high hop, but fielded over there by Dixon and throw to first. So again, it's popping up off the grass, but he handled it.
He did. That was probably the best case scenario from where that bounced.
Yeah. So that would maybe indicate things are breaking Chai's way. In the middle of four, Chai still leads Menominee 4-1. You're listening to Cardinal Playoff Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford
to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin knows that success starts with having a well-trained team. So we want to encourage the local high school teams to keep playing their best. The Chippewa Valley is a wonderful place to live and grow. Squeegee Squad. Here for all your residential and commercial window cleaning, gutter cleaning, house and roof washing, and pressure washing needs. Squeegee Squad. We take pride in our work and local high school athletes. Congratulations to all of you for your hard work and determination.
Well, a defensive gem by Gavin Thompson, and again, a four-pitch inning for Brady Smith. Earlier in the season, we did have, I forget if it was Brady or it might have been Brady, it was three pitches, three outs. This was, and you said there was one of the Menominee coaches saying you got to take us after the first two guys made outs.
Yep, two pitches, two outs, that's what every pitcher wants. Before that third guy came up, one of the assistant coaches talked to the guy coming up, and I'm pretty sure he said, "You got to take a strike."
And so it's going to be Dixon who had the out on the last one. And so hitting from the right side, and he singled his first time. He had a bunt single.
He did. It was a very nice bunt.
And there's a called strike one to Ryan. So the Cards, four runs, six hits, no errors, to Menominee's one run, just the one hit, the home run from Sorensen. And two errors on the day on the Mustangs. Bottom of the fourth, Cardinals leading it. Trying to go to Stevens Point in the sectionals on Tuesday morning. There's a ball. Again, last we heard, number one seed Hudson down 3-0 to Stevens Point. So it's been a very interesting regional already with the three seed New Richmond knocked out. One and done. That's the deal.
Yep.
And there's the called strike. The count goes to one and two to Dixon. It's Dixon, Brady Smith, and Landon Atkinson. So rounding out the second time through the order for the Cards here. And the 1-2 pitch. It's high and out of play. Well, the best way to be able to tell is that over at the softball side of things, that it's 2-0 the home team. We just don't know who's the home team today. So, no, we can tell you. On what was
sports? It's 5-0.
McDonald 2-0 though. McDonald 2-0. And the count 2-2. Which 5-0?
Jared just said I think it was 5-0 now.
Okay. At least at the scoreboard we have on our Wogo sports feed is still 2-0 McDonald, but it's 5-0. Maybe it's
Spash.
Yeah. That would make sense. So Stevens Point potentially taking it to Hudson today. And, again, the winner of that game meets the winner of this game Tuesday morning at 10. And could be, you know, you've heard of breakfast at Wimbledon. How about breakfast at Stevens Point? And there's a base hit for the Cardinals. And how about Dixon, the sophomore? He's 2-for-2 in for Lucas Logsled at second today.
Yeah, that's more than you could ask for to step into Lucas's shoes and fill that spot in the lineup. So
especially comes in at 0.67 hitter. But you got to be improving your average.
Yep.
When you have stuff like that happening to you, and again, his number of at bats have been 17 at bats now, and so he's added two hits. So look for a serious jump as we get Brady Smith back to the plate against the relief pitcher Bailey Casey. And the ball in the dirt. Well, again, the Cards yesterday against Marshfield, 2-2, 3-4. This game, 2-0-2. You got to love that consistency. And Coach Steinmetz loves how the guys are swinging the bats, even without Logsled.
Yeah, they're swinging it well, pretty much top to bottom. And, you know, they're also taking advantage of the walks and, you know, some errors, too. And
runner at first gets a lead and looks at a called strike, Brady, and it goes to 1-2. He flew out to left in his first one and hit into a very unusual double play. I gotta say, doing softball and baseball this year has deepened my love for the sport. You know, just doing softball and baseball, you get reminded of what a great game it is, you know. So 5-0 McDonald. Okay, very good. Well, thank you. There's a ball, and now throw out to second base and safe, and Dixon steals a base. So Dixon in scoring position with nobody out, and the Cards the aggressor at the plate and on the base paths today.
Yeah, they're doing a little bit of everything, which is good to see.
So Smith now, the count 2-1 to Brady, the Cardinal leadoff hitter, looking for that first hit of the game for him. And he's going to rip one to center field, and it's going to get in there for a hit. And now rounding third, and Dixon's going to hold this time. He's going to listen to his coach, Mitch Steinmetz, who had given him that instruction earlier. He learned his lesson.
He did. Nice hit by Brady.
Yeah, you can just tell Brady just that passion and saying, I really want a hit this time, and he gets one. Runners at the corners and nobody out. Have you heard this before, right? We played this song last inning, and the Cardinals did have Gavin Thompson step through when they had the bases loaded and nobody out against Bailey Casey, the relief pitcher here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, just after 6 o'clock. And Landon Atkinson now, who has been hit by a pitch and walked. He really officially hasn't batted yet. But in a non-base sense, he's been on twice. And has scored twice, actually. Ian Denning scoring for him as the count goes to 1-0. Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin is here for all of your residential and commercial window cleaning, gutter cleaning, house and roof washing, and pressure washing needs. Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin. So McDonald up 5-0 over Shell Lake elsewhere at Casper Park. It's a count to 2-0 now. And, boy, it could be a great day. And wishing the McDonald boys the best today because they've got their test to try to get to sectionals as well on Tuesday. Saying, you know, all of a sudden we've added the video live streaming and here we're covering two and it's never enough for people. Saying, well, how about a third? There's a called strike and the count 2-1. It does cost money, people.
Sponsors.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, again, grateful for all of our sponsors who've made this broadcast possible. And it's really cool to be able to the video replay that people can go back. Been hearing a lot of great things about that. 2-1 now to Landon Atkinson in the throw over to first from the lefty, Casey, in the runner back. Nobody out for the Cardinals. Again, could blow this thing wide open here, threatening that possibility considering where they're at in the lineup. And the good thing is it makes Chahai dangerous, it seems to me, in this postseason is they hit it hard 1-9. There's not really a weak spot in this order. That's huge.
It is. And, you know, when everybody gets going at the same time.
Ball in the dirt, and troubles with it is Sorensen. And now he'll come out and chat a little bit to Bailey Casey. Is the count now 3-1 to Atkinson. We know Landon has been to the Cole Pearlberg stool of getting on base any way you can. He's been hit, too, as has Cole today, 21st time this season. And a walk for Landon. The count 3-1. Runners at the corners, the pitch. And he looks at a called strike, 3-2. Our umpires today are Jim Selt and John McGinley. Guess we don't officially know which one's behind the plate, so keeps me from incriminating anybody. And the count now 3-2, and a good practice swing from Landon. Thanks to Elliot Spees for manning the controls back at our WOGO studio, and Sam Aberle for providing all the pictures and all the graphics that go with the live stream broadcast on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, where we'll be again Tuesday if the Cards advance. First time we will have had a morning game from there. Buchholz Park there at Stevens Point, able to... One game at a time, at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock is how it lays out. But right now, still bottom of the fourth, nobody out, runners at the corners, the pitch. Atkinson looks at ball four, take your base for the second time today. Second walk, he is drawn off of Bailey Casey, the relief pitcher, and the bases are loaded with nobody out, second straight inning. This is like getting really good hands in cards. And it happens to be the Cards, right?
So yeah. All right. Been very fortunate, I think, to get some of these guys on base and getting hits to follow. So
Zach Slowiak is calling for Rex Drought, his senior center fielder, to come in relief. So we'll take a break as well. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Okay, it'll be Cade Lamb, the right-hander, right-handed junior, calling it. Talk about being a fireman. You got to put out a fire. And again, Rex Drought pulled out, so Bailey Casey goes to center after having entered the game as a pitcher. And now Cade Lamb called into the game for the first time today as well. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service is always here for you in our Chippewa Falls community. Luca and Dana Lucier create personalized services to honor your loved one. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. That's petersonvolker.com. So for the Cards, base is loaded for Brecken Boivier, and he is singled in two trips. I guess Boivier, if I've been saying it incorrectly. All right, well, all right. Brecken hitting from the left side, and he looks at the first offering and a called strike from Cade Lamb. Boivier, a 329 hitter, 386 on base, and an 842 slugging. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So it seems like maybe they thought, hey, let's try the righty-lefty thing. Let's see if that works. It didn't with Casey. Basically, you'd have to say they got two runs last inning, and now he only pitched one inning. And now Cade Lamb, not messing around, goes 0-2 to Boivier. And this is a ground ball to short, potential double play ball. They throw it home, and they get the out there, and everybody else is safe. So the ground out to short, 6-2 on the force out, and it lands Boivier at first,
shortstop number one,
Atkinson to second, turnover. Smith to third, and Dixon is does not score. And so one out now, and Cole Perlberg, he homered earlier and also was hit by a pitch. It's interesting, yesterday hit a couple of times. His average stayed the same because I don't think it really qualified as too many at-bats for him, staying at 286. And there's a ball that misses 1-0, but his on-base percentage did go up yesterday, and it's up to 533, which nobody would complain about.
Nope, that's exactly what you want.
And he's hit by a pitch again. And again, I don't know how to explain it, except it knocks in a run, and the Cardinals lead it 5-1.
Yeah, he's not afraid to just hang his arm over the plate and just take it. You know, it's a good team at-bat there.
Do you think, has it drawn any complaints from opponents or anything?
It has in a couple places. I think up in Wausau.
I mean, he was hit seven times in a doubleheader?
He was, yes.
It's almost unheard of. I mean, we said 20, now it's 22. Two in yesterday's game, two in today's game. We were looking at the whole state of Wisconsin and speculating. And so, Cade Lamb now, bases loaded, one out, and Jared Erickson. And it's a 5-1 game. And again, McDonald up 5-0 over Shell Lake as they try to make their bid to get to state in girls Division 4 softball. Also on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel, as the count 1-0 from Lamb to Jared Erickson. Erickson, a 255 hitter, 457 on base percentage. And Lamb not messing around either, so count 1-1. And not complaining, right? I mean, we're talking about, for some pitchers, maybe think that the pitch clock's needed in high school, and maybe they'll get it someday, but for some of these Menominee guys, not necessary. Erickson hits one to right field. It's catchable, and it's grabbed out there, and the throw in, and the runner's going to sack fly, diving hit, serves, and he just makes it in, and the Cardinals get a 6-1 lead. Just making it in that time was Landon Atkinson. Was it him or a pinch runner?
Pinch runner, Ian.
All right, it was Ian Denning scoring on that one, and the Cardinals go up 6-1. So Ian wasn't disciplined for the earlier. So the Cards, again, A lot of consistency, and the sack fly out, and the sack fly and the RBI for Erickson. As two are out now, and Cade Lamb, there's a shot base down the left field line, and the runner around third, and the Cardinals are sending two, and they're going to keep one in second and third on the double by Braden Hagman. 7-1, Chippewa. So it doesn't matter who the pitcher is, the Cardinals, it's looking like a watermelon to them.
Yep, I think that everybody's seeing the ball really well.
Right fielder number four, Cap.
So Boisvert scores. Perlberg makes it to third. Hagman at second. A 7-1 game. The Cards 2-0-2-3 today and lead it 7-1. And they may have some designs in ending this game early today as well. There's a call, strike one, to Gavin Thompson. It's just the bottom of the fourth inning. The Cards up by six at the moment, with two out and runners at second and third for Gavin, an over 400 hitter who singled and had a two RBI single his last trip. That was against a different pitcher, Bailey Casey, the lefty. Seemingly, in baseball logic, this would be more doable against a right-hander like Lamb for him as a lefty.
Yeah, let's see if we can get another hit here to score two more.
7-1, Cardinal lead. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So some off-speed pitch from Lamb gets in front 0-2 to Gavin. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. The 0-2 pitch to Thompson. Looks at a ball high 1-2. Curious what your home or land is worth, or are you looking to buy? Call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors, MSKRealtors.com. That's MSKRealtors.com. 1-2 to Thompson. Runners at second and third. Three in, two on, two out. The pitch from Cade Lamb. Off-speed pitch hit out of play. Stays 1-2. For asphalt or blacktop, for driveways, streets, or parking lots, call Send Blacktop. Professional, reliable, guaranteed. SendBlacktop.com. That's SendBlacktop.com. 1-2 to Thompson in the seventh spot. Very dangerous for the Cardinals. Two RBI single earlier. It's a ball high, 2-2. Gavin, not only that two RBI single, but a great diving catch in foul territory and right for an out. 7-1, Chai high. The pitch from Lamb. That's low in the dirt. And the count goes 3-2. As it had 0-2, it's now 3-2. With Perlberg at third and Hagman at second. For Mitch Steinmetz's Cards. Trying to get to that sectional semifinal game Tuesday morning against the winner of Hudson and Stevens Point. Last we heard was Hudson trailing Stevens Point 3-0.
I think it was 3-2 now.
Okay.
I think they're still down, I think, after three.
Gotcha. The one seed Hudson. And there's the off-speed pitch misses, and the bases are loaded as Thompson draws a walk. And the bases are loaded with two outs for Jackson Martin, the Cardinals senior,
number eight, Jackson,
who has struck out and reached on an error.
All runs with two outs
again. Yeah, Martin, a 241 hitter.
Just like yesterday. Well, first two were.
Yeah. And there's a called strike to Jackson Martin. And Jared Johnson, our PA announcer, astutely pointing out that 9 of the 11 yesterday with two outs, and apparently everything coming with two outs here today. Even starting with the Perlberg two-run homer. And this one smashed fouled on the third baseline. He was on it, but a little soon.
Yep, just a little out front, but that's all right.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, bases loaded. The Cards had bases loaded and no outs, and they have scored three times. And now bases loaded and two outs. So it's been a lopsided in favor of Chai High in this one. Off-speed pitch smash for a single to left field. And one run is in, and the second run goes to the left fielder, drop the ball. Runner into third base, and it's a double for the Cardinals, Jackson Martin, and the Cards lead it 9-1.
Nice hit by Jackson. They're just getting clutch hit after clutch hit. It's fun to watch.
You could talk about how good they were hitting the ball yesterday, and that's continued now as Ryan Dixon, he started this whole thing. He becomes the 10th hitter this inning against Cade Lamb. And now if I'm remembering here, remember earlier in the inning, right, Bailey Casey did start the inning, but he was relieved by Lamb. It's been a long inning.
It has been. I think Bailey in the two innings, well, he only pitched one inning and couldn't get an out in the second inning, 16. But he was already at 52 pitches.
And again, Ryan Dixon came in as an 067 hitter. He's had two hits, one a bunt and the other a hit. And he looks at a called strike from Cade Lamb. So the junior to the sophomore. Now the Cards, I mean, to try to stretch this out like yesterday, they have scored five runs here. So it's 2-0, 2-5. But then Dixon's going to ground one to short, and it's going to be fielded there. The toss across the diamond is in time for the out. So the Cards score five times. They strand two through four from Gannon Field at Casper. It's now in this Division I regional final baseball game. Chi-High 9 and Menominee 1. This is Chi-High playoff baseball on WOGO Sports.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Every crack, pothole, or blemish tells a story of family gatherings, harsh winters, and countless memories. But it's time to start a new chapter with a fresh canvas for tomorrow's memories. For five generations, Sen Blacktop has been writing success stories across our community, one driveway, street, and parking lot at a time. Professional, reliable, guaranteed. That's the Sen Blacktop promise. Call today for your free estimate or visit us online at senblacktop.com.
All right. So now I think, do we have an update on the McDonald game?
McDonald is up 7-0 behind us in the girls game.
So McDonald, the 4 seed against Shell Lake, the 1 seed. And here, Chi-High leads it 9-1. 9 runs on 10 hits and no errors for the Cards, doing it at the plate, on the mound, on the bases, in the field. I mean, what else is there? That's baseball. And Menominee, 1 run on 1 hit, the homer by Sorensen, and 3 errors now.
Leading up the top of the 5th for the Mustangs, first baseman number 13, Taylor Marks.
Through 4 innings, Brady is at 40 pitches, so just continuing to pound the strike zone, getting guys to swing early in the counts, which is, again, what every pitcher wants to have happen.
Yeah, he's been an outstanding job, and there's strike one to the leadoff hitter, Taylor Mars. So it's Mars, Erickson, and Scribner, although we've had some subs, so we'll keep our eye on that. But Mars now hitting from the right side against Brady. He's had some long innings to wait through. No pitcher complains, and there's a base hit, gives up a single to Taylor Mars. Only the second hit of the game for Menominee to start the 5th inning. And it brings up Max Erickson, who's been shifted to third base. And he grounded out to second his first time. So 9-1 Chippewa. Weren't quite able to get that extra hit again. Getting greedy, I guess. Getting greedy when you get 5 runs and you say, could we just please have 7?
7 would be nice, though, because then we'd be up by 10.
Yeah, right. That was the point. And could they have done what they did yesterday, which is finish it in the middle of 5th and not even require their home ups in the 5th? That's what happened against Marshfield. And there's a ball missing from Smith. With Mitch Scribner on deck, the left fielder. Erickson started this game, pitched the first 2 innings. Hitting from the left side. And the pitch and misses. 2-0 from Brady. The Cardinal junior right-hander. Yeah, a 9-1 lead. But the leadoff single, and Menominee trying to fight back to protect their season. Hudson trailing Stevens Point 3-2 in another game, and there's a base hit off of Brady. So back-to-back hits as Gavin Thompson's going to get it in. So Menominee dialed in, down 8 runs. Not any give up in them, Chad.
No, they're still
left fielder number
they're
six,
still
Smith.
Swinging, Smith. And you know this is where sometimes you know Brady being in the zone. Sometimes you know guys will, a couple of bats in a row, guys will put some good swings on. But
yeah,
he's usually pretty good at missing barrels here. He'll make an adjustment.
Mitch Scribner now, the senior left fielder, struck out in his only trip back in the third. As at that point, Brady had retired the first seven in a row before the Cade Sorensen homer. Sorensen on deck now. Righty versus righty, Smith versus Scribner. The left fielder, the pitch, swing and a miss. So Scribner stayed in right, Bailey Casey to center, Landon Mittelstadt in right field. And you've got Max Erickson at third, Owen Welch at short for them, McSell at second, Taylor Mars at first. Working around the Menominee defensive scheme as they've had the substitutions. The 0-1 pitch from Brady, and inside. I haven't seen anybody on any team that draws hit by pitch like Cole Perlberg does for the Cards. So
it's unreal how many times he's been hit.
Twice yesterday, twice today, on top of 18 in the regular season. The count's at 22. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2 to Scribner with two aboard and nobody out here. So a K would be nice. Double play would be even better with Sorensen on deck, who homered in his only time to the plate against the Cardinal right-handed junior. The 1-2 pitch popped up out of play, stays 1-2. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine and orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. 1-2 to Scribner in the seventh spot for Zach Slowiak's Mustangs, trailing 9-1. But runners at first and second and nobody out. Smith, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Brady gets the K. That's his fourth of the day.
Nice pitch again by Brady. Just challenged him with the fastball.
Catcher, number 22.
And a good time to get it, too, with runners at first and second and nobody outs. And now Cade Sorensen. So you're facing a guy who got a three-run homer last time. A homer, I should say, last time. Right now I'm concerned. You don't want it to be a three-run homer. So Sorensen from the right side, he may be thinking that, though, with the pink batting gloves. And the first delivery. And this was grounded, and it's up the middle. It's going to be a hard chance here for Perlberg. Throw to first is not going to be in time, and everybody's safe. It's an infield single. It's about as different as a home run as you're going to get.
Yeah, he barely got a piece of that
right.
Slow roller there. But and then we'll have a courtesy runner in here for Sorensen.
Yeah, and that'll be number
23.
Yep, and they've got Andrew Hoff, the sophomore.
Andrew Hoff. And at the plate, third baseman, number 9, Luke Bistel.
And bases loaded and one out for Bistel, the actually number 12.
Bailey Casey.
Bailey Casey, who, of course, is initially brought in as a pitcher.
Correction, number 12, Bailey Casey, center fielder.
And so Bistel had been replaced. And Casey had been in relief of Max Erickson earlier in the pitch. And a called strike in the count to 1-1 to Casey. His first at bat today as Bistel had struck out back in the third. You know, Brady has not walked anybody, though. So,
no,
is that good control?
Very good.
1-1 to Casey. And he fouls it off. Count goes 1-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
High pressure spot for your first hit back.
1-2 here for Casey with the bases loaded and one out. And behind in the count to Brady Smith, the pitch. And he strokes one foul down the first baseline. Hit it pretty good, though. Did Bailey Casey, the junior.
He did. We'll see if Brecken makes an adjustment here on defense.
Yeah.
He was playing in.
Do you want to guard the line as the count stays at 1-2? And Jared Johnson saying here in the booth, yeah, tough situation to have your first at bat of the game. But it's going to come. 1-2 is the count with one out, bases loaded. Now he's down 9-1. Brady Smith deals. Ooh, misses 2-2.
Good pitch.
When you need a plumbing repair or building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Trusted since 1951. Bowl and Prue Plumbing. 2-2 now. Brady Smith to the left-handed hitting Bailey Casey in the nine spot in the order here. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the fifth strikeout of the game for Brady Smith. And second one of the inning for Brady. And it brings up the top of the order in McSell. So two out now, bases loaded. We talked earlier from a Chai standpoint, the blow would be in similar phenomena if they have any hopes of coming from behind here. You need some runs and rely on McSell, who is 0-for-2 on the day. The leadoff hitter, and he's going to ground one foul down that third baseline. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 9-1 Chippewa, 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 1-4-3 for the Mustangs, who beat Wausau West in 10 innings to get here. McSell, 0-1 to Brady Smith. The pitch, fouled off. Now, again, you know, what could be slightly different from yesterday, the Cards were able to win it even without batting in the home side of the fifth. Here, if they carry a 9-1 lead to the bottom of the fifth, they need two and it's over.
Yep, that's, you know, in the way that they're hitting the ball right now, I think they're probably feeling pretty good about coming back up to the plate here.
If you're Chai, you're probably going, let's get it done, and can we move the sectionals to Saturday? Because,
right.
You know, you're hitting so well, but... The pitch from Smith, and a called strike three, and the Cardinals get out of the inning, and the bases loaded, jam, and Chai still leads it 9-1 here on WOGO Sports.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
Soak up sun, sand, and smart saving with a certificate at Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.40% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/savesmart. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 5/27/25. Insured by NCUA.
All right, we head to the bottom of the fifth, and for the Cardinals,
new pitcher.
Top of the order, Brady Smith, Landon Atkinson, and Brecken Boisvert. And do we have another pitcher?
Yep.
All right, so it's going to be
number four.
Rex Drought. He started as the center fielder. So they pulled him out of the game. The senior, Rex Drought, one of eight seniors for Zach Slowiak. And the Cards, top of the order.
After six innings,
two runs.
Shell Lake,
9-0. Max Lee did it 9-0 in that softball game, dominating the one seed Shell Lake. Caleb Swenson, the company on the call at WOGO Sports, the YouTube channel, and on Facebook. And we're understanding that it's 3-2. Stevens Point still the underdog, the eighth seed, leading one seed Hudson, bottom of the fifth in Hudson.
Yeah, that's an interesting game right there.
Mm-hmm. And Brady Smith, who hit a single and scored last time, looks at strike one from Rex Drought. Drout. Off-speed pitch misses 1-1. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and give great advice that you can trust. And this one hit left field, and it's going to be catchable out there for Mick Scribner for out number one. Yeah, Royal Credit Union give you great advice you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. So Atkinson now with one out. Are we getting greedy when we say that the Cards have scored in seven out of eight innings in the postseason? They've been magical with two outs. Only of those runs, the 9 today and the 11 yesterday, 20 runs, 18 of them have come with two outs.
Yeah, that's an impressive string of scoring runs. And again, when you're playing baseball, I mean, if you're scoring runs pretty much mm-hmm. every inning, mm-hmm. you're going to win a lot of those games.
I would say, yeah. It's interesting, as they're 1-0 pitch now, and Atkinson looks at the call strike. I mean, I think a lot of the focus even deeper into this tournament is how good is your pitching? You're going to go as far as your pitching, right? But, you know, it's every phase of the game.
It is, you know.
And the pitch to Atkinson, a called strike, 2-1-2. Having said that, you were telling me, we didn't talk about all the games, the River Falls D.C. Everest, that River Falls saved their Nebraska-bound pitcher for today against D.C. Everest.
They did. So they kind of, and they won 2-1 in their first round game. So.
And the 1-2 pitch is hit to left center field, and it's going to be caught out there by the center fielder, Bailey Casey, for out number two. So basically, though, River Falls was able to get by with a lesser pitcher than the win over Rapids, something that didn't work for New Richmond.
It did not work for New Richmond, and, you know, that's so you can be playing for with a fire there. I think Coach Bishop at River Falls, I think a couple years ago, they had a really good pitcher, too, and they tried that, and they got bumped in the first round, too.
All right, brings up Boivier, and Boivier looks at a ball 1-0. Brecken has flown out to center, singled, and hit into a fielder's choice and scored. So he has scored twice today. Two of the Cardinal 9 runs. They lead at 9-1, and there's an off-speed pitch missing upstairs from Rex Stroud. So again, the pitchers for Menominee, we had Max Erickson, followed by Bailey Casey, followed by Cade Lamb, and now Rex Stroud. And it's only the bottom of the fifth with two outs. And the pitch, this one off-speed Mitching, it's now 3-0. 3-0 to Boivier. With Cole Perlberg on deck, Cole had a two-run homer to get the Cards started. A highlight you'll want to catch in our great clips, great plays of the game. And ball four, take your base. So on four bases, Brecken walks. And again, we talked about, both coaches talked earlier about those free 90 bases, and the Cards have capitalized, have had more of them to utilize today.
Yep, Brady hasn't walked anybody. I don't even know if Brady's had three balls on a single batter when he's pitched. And you know, we've had a few walks and hit by pitches and stuff, so we've taken advantage.
So Perlberg now, he's homered and he's been hit by a pitch twice. And he looks at a strike from the right-handed Rex Drought. Drought, the first senior to pitch today, because they were all juniors prior to him. No, Cade Lamb was a junior, too. So first senior of the four pitchers for Zach Slowiak. It's a count 0-1. And there's an off-speed in the dirt, 1-1. To Perlberg. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. 1-1 to Perlberg. Runner at first, two outs. Cardinals lead at 9-1. If they score two here, they can end this game in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch. And this is a solid shot to short, and they're going to get the force out at second for the out. So score at 6-3 on the fielder's choice. So through five innings, our score from Gannon Field and Casper, Chi-High 9 and Menominee 1. This is Cardinal Playoff Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-High baseball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Congratulations to the Lady Max of McDonald. They win 9-0 over Shell Lake, and they are your sectional champion in Section 1. And at least as I'm looking at it here on paper, the other side is, I brought the stats for the layout for the girls' tournament. And we'll keep our focus on this one as well. But, the softball tournament. You don't play in Division 4 until, and it is 1 versus 4, so have to see on the 4 seed. Ball hit to center field off of Brady Smith to start the inning. The leadoff hitter and one out. And it brings up Hoff. So McSell had made the last out last inning, as he had done back in the third inning. And Hoff with the fly out to center and Erickson. And one out now for Owen Welch. And he goes in the hole 0-1. So looking at McDonald, they'll get Section 4 and I think playing later in the week. The 0-1 pitch, and this one hit between short and third for a base hit. And Owen Welch is aboard.
Right fielder.
And it brings up Landon Middlestadt. Junior right fielder was grounded out to short and to second today. So the Cardinals in the driver's seat to get to Stevens Point and the sectional semifinal at 10 o'clock on. And 5-3, Hudson now leads Stevens Point. And there's a base hit to right. And Menominee getting base runners again to start another inning like they did last inning, this time with one out. But Middlestadt with a single, his first hit of the day. Advancing Welch to second. Menominee still fighting here in the top of the sixth as Taylor Mars, the junior first baseman, come to the plate.
Mars
has singled in two trips in the last inning. A big inning where it saw six different hitters come to the plate for Zach Slowiak's guys, but not come away with any runs. They had the one homer from Sorensen earlier. The pitch from Smith, and this is going to be grounded to second. And over there, Erickson is going to throw it over. Dixon gets the toss over to first for the out as the runners advance to second and third. So Ryan Dixon with the toss to Boisvert.
Third baseman, number 20.
Score that 4-3 for the out. And runners advance to second and third. Two outs now. And Dixon getting the sure out there. And now Max Erickson, who's been shifted to third, hitting from the left side. And this one in the air, foul territory, and going over and making the catch, falling down, and the Cardinals' third baseman, Jackson Martin, secures it, and Chai High gets out of the sixth inning without allowing a run. In the middle of six, our score, Chai High 9, Menominee 1 on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
All right, so the Cards try to finish it off in the bottom of the sixth inning against Menominee. Four pitchers in, and they stick with Rex Drought, the senior right-hander, Jared Erickson, Braden Hegman, and Gavin Thompson, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Mitch Steinmetz's crew. So here's what we're learning about McDonald as Hudson's taking a 5-3 lead in baseball over Stevens Point. Hudson, the one seed. But McDonald is they're going to seat them. So I guess we can't. I didn't realize that. It's not in the old days. It was whatever sectional. And so we're going to have to wait and know. We won't know if McDonald plays. Division 4, though, does play on Thursday, my birthday, June 12th.
All right.
As it's going to be, the one seed would be against the 4 seed at 2, or the 2 and 3 would be at 4:30, as we've got some Rocky music playing.
Leading off the bottom of
the underdog, Lady Max, have pulled it up. They beat Stratford. They beat Colfax.
Yeah, they made
Stratford
a nice
was a one seed. Yeah,
yep.
They do. Good time to have it. And Chai looking to get a run as well, leading it 9-1. Two different ways to make a run, right? You score runs and you get a run, as there's the hit to center field, but having it measured is Bailey Casey for out number one on the flyout from Erickson. Starts the sixth inning. So the Cardinal bats maybe cooling a little bit after they had 2-0 and 2-5 to total their 9 today. And so much of that coming with two outs, and it brings up Hagman, who has doubled in 3 trips. Doubled his last time. There's a called strike. So, well, Rex Drought providing some of the more solid pitching we've seen from Menominee. But, you know, the Cards have had their slugs earlier, right?
They have. Rex here throws... Definitely mixes things
right
up a little bit different. He's definitely throwing a little bit slower than some of the other guys, and it's a little easy to get out on your front foot and hit some of those little fly balls and stuff.
Yeah, right. And so 9-1 Cardinal lead, bottom of the sixth, one out with Hagman facing a 1-1 count from senior right-hander Rex Drought, and this is going to be smashed off the third baseman and a base hit to left. So Hagman. And he's going to dig towards second base, and here comes the play, and he'll slide in there safe. So Hagman gets a double and a smash off of the third baseman, Max Erickson.
Good swing by Braden again. You know, the boys are playing with a lot of confidence. I think, you know, the hitting is contagious.
Yeah.
Right fielder number 4, Cap Thompson.
So Hagman back-to-back doubles, setting himself up well for Tuesday. The question has to be, I mean, that, you know, talk about athletes. I mean, you get to used to routine, so not used to playing at 10 in the morning.
No.
But the tournaments require those kind of things from you. And there's an off-speed pitch, misses 1-0 to Gavin Thompson, the Cardinal right fielder, who has singled and walked in 3 trips. Also grounded out to second.
10 o'clock in the morning game, you know, with Hudson leading now, I think that probably actually...
And this one in the air towards right field, and Charlie, actually we've got Landon Middlestead out there. He'll make the catch. Runner will tag from second and get to third, and the throw is late. And the Cardinal runner is 90 feet away from home. Hagman has the flyout from Thompson with 2 out, brings up Jackson Martin.
Third baseman number 8, Jackson.
I think Spash would definitely have the advantage since they're hosting the sectional. They get to sleep in their own bed, and they don't have to get up and ride a bus like Hudson's going to have to ride a bus, you know, for 2 hours or over 2 hours to get over to Stevens Point to play at 10 in the morning.
So you would anticipate that is what both teams would do, is to drive over day of.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's the called strike to a looking Jackson Martin, because the other possibility is you. But again, that's costly, right? I mean, you go ahead and. You're talking about staying overnight for 20 guys. And
you know, at least like the morning bus trips, that's kind of like your non-conference weekend, Saturday morning games where you get up early and travel. So
called strike 2 to Jackson Martin with the runner at third and 2 outs. Cardinals bottom of the sixth, leading at 9-1 after beating Marshfield 11-1 yesterday. And there's a ball that misses, 1-2. Certainly when you look at this section, I mean, Hudson having the one seed, but then River Falls with their number one pitcher, and he would have enough rest because Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So, but again, Hudson, and right now you're worried one at a time. It's Hudson or Stevens Point to get to that sectional final and be one game from going to Appleton.
Yep, yep. And then I think River Falls is playing Everest, and you've got Eau Claire North playing, I think, Superior this afternoon,
right,
too.
Right, right. And Superior, the big surprise there, and there's a... pitch upstairs, misses 2-2 from to Jackson Martin, Cardinals senior third baseman. Had a 2-RBI double last time. Big stroke for the Cards back in his last trip. And they get him swinging to end it here in the sixth. So the Cardinals strand a runner through six complete from Gannon Field at Casper. It's still Chi-High 9 and Menominee 1 in this Boys Division 1 regional final on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax, and your wallet got a nice break too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
All right, so the top of the seventh now, and so Chi-High's not going to end this game early, but they could end it here as Menominee comes with Max Erickson, Mitch Scribner, and Cage Sorensen against Brady Smith as he looks to go the distance. And Brady's done it through six innings, only 66 pitches. You've got some updates on some other games for us.
Yeah,
Chad.
Yeah, Eau Claire North was up 5-1 on Superior. Hudson is up 5-3 going into the bottom of the sixth now at Hudson.
And McDonald a winner 9-0 over Shell Lake in softball and making it to state. Be interesting to see their seed because they were a four seed even in their sectional and beat better teams, but or at least you know teams that were seeded higher.
Yeah, those seeding meetings, I'm sure, fun for those teams to, you know, yeah, the coaches bantering back and forth to see who gets to be the 1, 2, 3,
right,
4.
And I know that as the count goes to 1-0 to Erickson. So the Cards three outs away here from advancing to Tuesday morning's sectional. And this is a ground ball hit foul. Should be Scribner. Yeah.
Yep.
Scribner's up.
Yeah. Yep. I think Erickson had popped out to third and.
Thank you.
Yep.
Amidst the variety of tasks, I've been leaving off the last out on a few occasions here. The 1-1 pitch to Scribner to start the inning from Brady Smith. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2. So again, maybe the game not as close as we maybe anticipated here, considering the team split during the regular season. But still, that's a positive statement for the Cards, doing it without, you know, their number three hitter and second baseman, Lucas Loxlett. And there's a swing and a miss, strike three, so the Cards now two outs away.
Yeah, that's a, you know, other guys stepping up and playing and filling the shoes of their teammates and stuff, and that's a sign of a good team. And
yep. Dixon's done a great job.
Yep, Ryan's had two hits today, you know.
Right.
So that's you know, let's talk about filling Lucas's shoes. That's a good start.
And he's handled the defensive chances he's had out there. And that sophomore asked to grow up in a hurry here as Cage Sorensen hit a home run his first time up. The only run of the game for Menominee. There's a ball low. They loaded the bases, was it with no outs earlier? A couple of innings ago, but not able to score.
Yep, Cardinals have been able to kind of work out of a couple little situations without giving up any damage. And
this one, down the third baseline and foul, and the count goes to 1-1 to Sorensen. Sorensen, the senior catcher in the eighth spot with Brady Casey, Bailey Casey, the center fielder in the on-deck circle. Although it looks like they may go to their bench for a pinch hitter. We'll deal with that when we get there here on WOGO Sports. 1-1 to Sorensen. Brady, ready. Here it is. It's a called strike. 1-2 now to Sorensen. Righty versus righty, junior versus senior for the Cards. Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin is here for all of your residential and commercial window cleaning, gutter cleaning, house and roof washing, and pressure washing needs. Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin. One and two, Brady Smith to Sorensen. He's ready. Here we go. Cards two outs away. Ooh, just misses in the count 2-2. Two balls and two strikes, one out. 9-1 Chi-Hi lead in command. The Cards here today. Won 11-1 yesterday. The pitch from Smith, and this one tapped foul. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels when you need propane for your home or business. Quality propane and fuels, committed to their customers and community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Stick around for our great clips, great plays of the game later, and we'll talk to head coach Mitch Steinmetz about this one as well. Today's game and looking ahead to Tuesday. The pitch hit foul down the third baseline. Thanks to all of our great advertisers, Toys and Ford. Keys to the Game starts us off. Do you remember what you said the keys to the game were?
I think
you agreed with the coaches?
Yeah, free bases, fewer mistakes.
It's kind of worked in the Cardinal favor today.
It has.
2-2 to Sorensen, the pitch. Ball high, 3-2. Brady hasn't walked anybody all day, but he goes to full here. He has 72 pitches in. Three balls, two strikes, and the pitch. And there is the called strike three, and the Cards now just one out away. Called strike three to Sorensen, so he's down. And we do have a pinch hitter, yeah. So it's number three here for
the nominee. Number three, Zach Miller.
Zach Miller. I dig through all my papers here. Zach is a senior. Get the shot here. And that's the thing, you know, to be on the bench and to go to all the games and not play as much can be a difficult and challenging situation, but still supporting the team in whatever way you can. And Miller swing and miss at strike two. I'll make it 1-1. Okay. So the Cards just one out away, two strikes away, as Zach Miller, the right-handed hitter, the senior, off Zach Slowiak's bench, the pitch. And this one in the air, right field, tough play, and Gavin Thompson makes the catch, and the Cardinals win the game 9-1. Chi-Hi advancing to Tuesday morning's sectional semifinal against the winner of Stevens Points in Hudson. We're back with the postgame in 3 minutes on WLGO Sports. This is Cardinal Playoff Baseball.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin knows that success starts with having a well-trained team. So we want to encourage the local high school teams to keep playing their best. The Chippewa Valley is a wonderful place to live and grow Squeegee Squad. Here for all your residential and commercial window cleaning, gutter cleaning, house and roof washing, and pressure washing needs. Squeegee Squad, we take pride in our work and local high school athletes. Congratulations to all of you for your hard work and determination.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips. Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut. They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Shahai wins it 9-1 over Menominee. 9 runs, 11 hits, and no errors for the Cards. To 1 run, 6 hits, and 3 errors for Menominee. Chad Frederick, your thoughts?
Like we said, the keys to the game, right? Not free bases and not making any mistakes. You know, Menominee had 3 errors today and a couple early ones that helped put guys on base. So, and Brady Smith pitched a gem of a game. 73 pitches in 7 innings is really good. It's nice to keep that pitch count down.
So let's look at the bracket here a little bit, because we've got Hudson and Stevens Point, the winner of that. Hudson the 1 seed and Stevens Point the 8. Stevens Point led early, but Hudson leads right now, and they're on their home field.
Yep, they're up 5-3 right now, top of the 7th.
So at least at this point, it looks like Hudson and Chippewa. So that's one of the things you were saying. I mean, well, Chippewa and Hudson would both likely be traveling on Tuesday morning.
Yep, which, if Spash wins that game, they get to sleep in their own bed,
right,
and they don't have to get up as early to get to the field and stuff like that. So, you know, they do probably have maybe a little bit of more of a home field advantage in that respect.
But, right.
Yeah, so I think, if Hudson hangs on here, it looks like they got Spash has got the leadoff guy on in the 7th here with nobody out. So
we'll see what happens. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And, again, the bottom of the bracket, Superior pulling off the upset of this section so far with their 10-5 win over New Richmond the other day. New Richmond saving their ace, and it cost them. We saw that when we played them in that doubleheader, what night and day difference it is. And so Superior losing to Eau Claire North, though, trailing.
Yep, that one was North was up 5-1, and that one is, I think that was in the 7th as well.
And that is, again, what this is one thing that hasn't changed, and we were talking about why it's this way. I don't know why. I just know girls have sectionals and the semi and the final on different days. The sectional finals being played today for girls like McDonald winning. But, again, for the boys, it is the way it used to be, 10-1. And, it seems to, what also is a little puzzling is I know there are facilities where you could have 2 games played and then you could have the winner right away. But
yeah,
it's at Stevens Point where it's going to be 1-1-1.
Yep, and I'm sure the WIA probably has a reason for that. Sometimes the WIA does things that doesn't always make sense to a lot of people, and this might be one of those two.
Yeah, and the WIA is based at Stevens Point, so for what it's worth, yeah. So anyhow, Buchholz, so that'll be the 1 o'clock game. The Cards would be the early game. And, we're talking some of it, and then just to finish up, North Superior, if North wins, they meet the winner of River Falls, D.C. Everest. We know River Falls with the excellent picture. And so, River Falls is 7 seed to D.C. Everest to 2, so we don't necessarily have a score on that one, right?
Nope, cannot find anything on that game.
But again, that would be a 1 o'clock game on Tuesday, but we're thrilled. I mean, Chi-Hi has made it 2 sectionals. Talk about what that means to these 9 seniors in this program.
As a senior, obviously if you're playing baseball and you never want your season to end, so as long as you keep playing and keep winning, you're going to be happy. And I think, having 9 seniors too, they've got a little more motivation to not be done. You don't ever want to see your season end.
And there's no reason, either way, Chai was, they lost 5-3 to Hudson and beat them 9-8. So if it is Hudson, these guys, it's not,
Eau Claire North has defeated
Superior. Yeah, they got a 1 seed overall. Maybe they were more consistent. They won the conference. You finished in a tie for 4th if you're Chi-Hi, but certainly doable.
Yeah, definitely beatable. I think, you know, Hudson's biggest thing over watching them play a couple games here and seeing them is they don't have the dominant pitchers that they've had the last few years. They've got a sophomore lefty that, in the game that we lost 5-3, that pitched really well. But, you know, he probably throws 82, but he mixes good curveball, good changeup. But he also did not pitch very well today since he got taken out about an inning and a third or inning and two-thirds in their game today. So who knows who they'll end up throwing.
Yeah. And again, Mitch Steinmetz, hopefully he'll join us to see the guys have disbanded. And I see Mitch down on the field, so hopefully we can get him here. And later, our great clips, great plays of the game here on WOGO Sports as well. And congratulations to the Lady Macs. They win 9-0 over Shell Lake. They've had a tough road as they were able to win at Stratford. They were able to win at Colfax in a very close, exciting game. And then today, a blowout. Go figure, right?
Yeah, like the old adage goes, right? That's why you play the games, because it's not played on paper. And, you know, you would have expected even just this game against Menominee would have been closer on paper. But, you know, it ends up being 9-1.
Absolutely. Well, tell you what, we'll wait for Coach Steinmetz. And but in the meantime, we've got our Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes, so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And Coach Steinmetz is up here. Both times I have read that, and then he has shown up. So that'll get Great Clips an extra mention. But Coach Steinmetz, will get him the microphone here in just a moment. And all right. I don't have this as unpacked as yesterday. All right, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. This game, maybe we thought it would be a closer game.
Yeah, I did too. You know, you preach to these kids all the time to get ahead, stay ahead, and just keep pounding, and we did. These last two games, we've been right on like that. So
again, you've had back-to-back pitchers who have held, and your defense has held the opponent to one run. You did it yesterday against Marshfield, but you did it again to Menominee, a team that you split with during the regular season.
Yes, very important. Very important. Our defense has been playing very well. I don't want to jinx us by any means, but honestly, they've been playing very, very well, and it's due to a lot of hard work during practices.
Mm-hmm. Chair. Okay. All right. All right. So, Coach, you did this even without Lucas Lockstedt. So it's not like things just went perfectly for you. You had some difficulties. You had a situation early where maybe you wanted some different situations where a runner went. You told him to stop. Another runner, you wanted him to tag up. That didn't work out. So it's not like everything went perfectly, and you still won the game 9-1.
At the end of the day, these are high school kids. Right. They get excited just like we do. It's fun. That's why I'm here. It's so much fun with these kids. Yeah, you know, some things don't go right. But then again, I made a couple of calls out there that they didn't understand the signs, and it worked out for us.
What did Pearlbrook's home run mean to you guys early?
When you can go up 2-0 in the first, I mean, that right away. I mean, that is awesome. The only thing I had to say to the boys is, like, we're not sitting on this. Got to keep pounding. So
Pearlbrook either gets hit by a pitch or hits a homer. I mean, twice yesterday, twice today. We said yesterday maybe the state lead at 20, he ups it to 22.
Yeah, hey, you know, he crawls the plate, and he does get out of the way. I mean, the rule says you got to move, and he moves, but he doesn't move out. So I know they had a little discussion about that, but that's the rule.
Yeah. So we did have an update. Go ahead.
Do you want to talk about Brady pitching today?
Yes. I was waiting for the question, but I'll say it.
Yeah.
Brady's just been he's a heck of a person. I mean, he just works and works and works, and it shows on the field. It honestly, I can't say enough about him. Honestly, I can't. There's not too many kids I've coached that I can just, you know, express all that joy that I have coaching him, because that's all he does is work, and he puts his nose right to the grindstone, and he just keeps going. He just takes coaching so well. So.
Yeah. I didn't mean to take him for granted, the 9 runs, but yeah, you're right. We've had these two pitchers back-to-back, and again, you've got two special pitchers there, the junior and the sophomore from the other day. And Brady is like a coach on the field, isn't he?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and, you know, he just pitches what's called. He doesn't say, well, I want to throw this, I want to throw that. He just, okay, yep, that's what I'll throw. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll throw that. And it's just, it's been working. He doesn't overpower anybody, but he's sneaky fast. When I play ball, there are sneaky fast guys, and he's sneaky fast. So
how does that set up in terms of, unless you want to tell me, but how does that set up in terms of your pitching plan for Tuesday?
Oh, geez, I can't tell all our stuff. That's in the discussions right now, honestly. We are going to talk about that. We're going to get some numbers out and see what we did against Hudson. I'm guessing they're up. I see they're up 5-3.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be a few more practices here, and hopefully, you know, it's going to be a fun couple of days.
Can you remind us in terms of Brasina and Brady, did they both pitch against Hudson? Do you remember?
Yes.
They both did. Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
They did. Yes. Right. And they both pitched very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not that, you know, we don't think he's going to hit him as good. Mm-hmm. It's going to be who's ready.
Right.
You know, we already told the guys, we told all our pitchers, you guys got to be ready on Tuesday no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So we're throwing a bunch of pens tomorrow with the kids that haven't thrown. You know, poor Evan Weiler, you know, love the kid. He's ready to throw at a moment's notice. You know, he's out there warming up in case Brady or Sam got in trouble. And, you know, he kind of got the short end of the stick, but, you know, that's baseball.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. Coach, congratulations. We'll be there with you bright and early Tuesday. It's an early Tuesday for all of us, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you. You guys are doing a
Mitch
great
Steinmetz,
job.
Way to go. All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, outstanding. Yeah, thank you. And so the victory for the Cards today, 9-1. Coach Steinmetz, any reaction to what the coach had to say, Chen?
You know, I mean, just, touching on exactly what, you know, what we're seeing when we're up here watching them play. You know, I mean, the guys are stepping up and doing what they need to do. And, you know, it starts with the good pitching.
Mm-hmm. Continuing to update Hudson and Stevens Point, and apparently 5-3, but bases loaded and one out for Stevens Point. This is in the seventh, right?
This is in the seventh. It looks like Hudson just made a pitching change here. So,
all right, well, stay on top of that. Following the great clips, great plays of the game here on WOGO Sports. And, Chad, can you stay with me?
Sure.
Okay, very good. It's time for Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in the clip notes so every member of the team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great, as it was for the Cards here today. The 1-2 pitch now from Brady Smith. Leadoff batter, Charlie Mixell, the junior, second baseman. Here it is. And he looks at a call, strike three, and we got 1K in the books for Brady Smith. First highlight of the game for the Cardinals, as Brady Smith's fine pitching performance began for Chippewa in this regional final win today. 2-1 to Pearl Burke, two out, runner at first, Ian Denning, the pinch runner. And this one hit pretty well to left field. There's a long run by the left fielder from Menominee, and it's out of here, a home run for Pearlberg, and the Cards lead it 2-0. His third homer of the year, Cole Pearlberg. So the big blast for Pearlberg there, giving the Cardinals a 2-0 lead that they would not relinquish as they go on to the 9-1 victory as we listen back to the great clips, great plays of the game. Okay. So the Abes are out. The Abes had swept the Cards at the end of the regular season. 0-2 pitch. There's a called strike three, and Smith gets his second strikeout. Yes. 2-2 now from Smith. The pitch. Called strike three, and Brady gets his third K of the game. Brady was, as we talked about with Coach Steinmetz, fantastic today. The 6 or 7 strikeouts and no walks on the day. Great control, getting the job done, and letting the fielders do their job. Yeah, with two outs here, and again, we were saying yesterday, Chai scored 9 of their 11 runs with two outs. And this one smashed. There's the catch. He dropped it in center field. Two runs are going to score, and here's the throw to third, and the Cardinals lead it 4-1. Gavin Thompson hit with two outs was an important blast there for the Cardinals, extending their lead. Brady Smith here in the top half of the fourth inning has retired 10. Just the one hit he's given up was the home run to the catcher. And this one hit down that right field line. It's going to be a long run for Gavin, and he's going to make a diving catch in foul territory. What a grab by Thompson. So Gavin shining brightly with that two-out single, scoring two, and then coming back with a clutch defensive play. So Smith now, the count 2-1 to Brady, the Cardinal leadoff hitter, looking for that first hit of the game for him. And he's going to rip one to center field, and it's going to get in there for a hit. And now rounding third, and Dixon's going to hold this time.
Nope, that's exactly what you want.
And he's hit by a pitch again. And again, I don't know how to explain it. It knocks in a run, and the Cardinals lead it 5-1. Cole Proberg hit by a pitch again right there. Twice out now. And Cade Lamb, there's a shot base down the left field line, and the runner around third, and the Cardinals are sending two, and they're going to keep one in second and third on the double by Braden Hagman. Is loaded and no outs, and they have scored three times, and now bases loaded and two outs. So it's been a lopsided in favor of Chi High in this one. Off-speed pitch smash for a single to left field, and one run is in, and the second run goes to the left field to drop the ball. Runner into third base, and it's a double for the Cardinals, Jackson Martin, and the Cards lead it 9-1. Second and nobody out. Smith, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and Brady gets the K. All right, we'll go ahead and resume our great clips, great plays of the game in a moment. But we have a final from Hudson.
Hudson pulled it out 5-3, but not without a little bit of trouble in the top of the seventh. They loaded the bases with nobody out, but they were able to work out of it without giving up a run.
That'll be Chihai's opponent, the rematch against Hudson, the team the Cards lost to 5-3, but beat 9-8. So it should be quite the battle Tuesday morning at 10, and we'd have a pregame either 9:30 or 9:35 here on FM 103.1, Wogo.com, and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. A few more great clips, great plays of the game. You're hitting so well, but the pitch from Smith, and a call, strike three, and the Cardinals get out of the inning, and the bases loaded, jam, and Chi still leads it 9-1. A few more highlights from the very last inning for the Cards here. Hitting from the left side. And this one in the air, foul territory, and going over and making the catch, falling down, and the Cardinals' third baseman, Jackson Martin, secures it, and Chi High gets out of the sixth inning without... Our number three hitter and second baseman, Lucas Loxlett. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike three, so the Cards now two outs away. Miller, the right-handed hitter, the senior, off Zach Slowiak's bench, the pitch. This one in the air. Right field, tough play, and Gavin Thompson makes the catch, and the Cardinals win the game 9-1. So there you go. Chi High is going to sectionals, and... Again, a final thought here, Chad Frederick. We know the Cards are going 11-1 yesterday over Marshfield, 9-1 today. Some people had wondered, maybe, hey, the Monday game, the game with Marshfield, instead of waiting a day, maybe should have been bumped back to Monday. But looks like it worked out. Hard to argue with the way this is. These last 48 hours have played out. That's like 25 hours, huh?
Yeah, it's set up really well for Chi High right now. Again, they're playing really well. This is a perfect time to get hot, so to speak, and you know they're putting good swings on. We're hitting the ball and scoring a lot of runs, which it's going to lead to hopefully some more success on Tuesday.
So with the win now, the Cards 18-9-1 on the season. Marshfield finishes their season. Menominee finishes their season at 17-11. So congratulations to Zach Slowiak and the Mustangs on a great season and their extra inning win over Wausau West to get here today. And we wish him and the squad the best and those eight seniors. We will not run down all the nine seniors for Chi High because there will be another game.
Yes.
And that will be early on Tuesday morning at 9:30 or 9:35 pregame. Let's say 9:35 for starters. And then also, should they win, then game two we're hoping for, which would be 4 o'clock, more of a 3:35 pregame. But one at a time, you got to beat Hudson. That's going to be a tall order.
That'll be a tough game. That's a team that even the game against Spashier, just looking at the box score, you know, they had 9 hits. That's a team that can hit. They're a little shaky defensively, and, you know, they're again, they don't have that dominant pitcher, but They seem to be hanging around, too. They were ranked number one a lot of the season, you know, by the coaches in the state, too. So, you know, they played a tough schedule and beat some really good teams this year as well. But anything can happen when you step out on the field.
So, again, congratulations to the Lady Macs of McDonald, 9-0 winners, also here at Casper today, beating Shell Lake. We'll find out where they're seated. Again, the way this lays out, 1-4 is the game next Thursday at 2 o'clock, and then 2-3 is the 4:30, but we'll have to wait and see how they get seated. Congratulations to them on making it to the title game, and that one also is on our Wolgo Sports YouTube channel and available for your viewing. For Chad Frederick, I'm Mark Halverson, thanking our radio producer today, Elliot Spees, and our video producer, as always, Sam Aberdeley, doing an awesome job. The final score, Chi-High wins it here. 9 runs and 1 run to Menominee. The Cards, 9 runs, 11 hits, and no errors to Menominee's 1 run, 6 hits, and 3 errors. Thanks so much for listening and watching. We'll talk to you again Tuesday from Stevens Point on WOGO Sports. This has been a WOGO Sports production of Cardinal Tournament Baseball. Good night.
WOGO.
Coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and Grace Home Respiratory. This has been Chi-High Baseball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.